We interrupt your regularly scheduled programming to bring you the following presentation of Biloxi Shuckers Baseball on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network and WGCM. This copyrighted broadcast is presented by the authority of the Biloxi Shuckers and may not be reproduced or retransmitted in any form, and the accounts and descriptions of this game may not be disseminated without the express written consent of the Biloxi Shuckers. Shuckers Baseball is on the air. It's time to get set for the action on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network. Biloxi Shuckers Baseball is brought to you by Coca-Cola, the official soft drink of the Shuckers, Kaneka Sausage, Pafford EMS, Bessard's Barbershop, the official barbershop of the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network, Qdoba Mexican East, Renova Roofing, Glass Doctor of the Gulf Coast, The Doubletree by Hilton Biloxi, and Ground Zero Blues Club Biloxi, the official post-game hangout of the Biloxi Shuckers. Time to get set for the action. The Biloxi Shuckers pregame show starts now.
Welcome inside the Biloxi Shuckers pregame show from the Ground Zero Blues Club broadcast booth in Chattanooga, Tennessee, AT&T Field the Place, as we get set for game four of a six-game set between the Biloxi Shuckers, AA affiliate of the Milwaukee Brewers, and the Chattanooga Lookouts, AA affiliate of the Cincinnati Reds. Shuckers enter today 40-42 on the season, 10-5 in the second half, first place in the Southern League South Division, while the Lookouts enter today at 24-60 on the year, 4-11 in the second half, and in fourth place in the Southern League North Division. Jacob White alongside you throughout the night. We appreciate you joining us on a gorgeous Friday night for baseball. Temperatures in the low 90s, a little bit of cloud cover, and a nice light breeze as well coming in from left as the Shuckers will send their ace in the righty Jacob Mizorowski to the mound against former Oregon State star Kevin Abel, who makes his ninth start of the year for Chattanooga. Yesterday it was a wild one back and forth between these two teams. Chattanooga took it by a 5-4 final, but what stole the headlines was Brock Wilkins' two-home run game, his first multi-home run game in his professional career, his first since last year when he was a junior at Wake Forest University in the ACC. Biloxi, though, did not win. It was a 5-4 win for Chattanooga. The winning run comes home on an error in the 10th inning. The other headliner, Shane Smith, set a career high with six innings on the hill and threw 92 pitches, both of those career best. Shuckers today, though, will flip the page and turn to the righty Jacob Mizorowski as they look to take three of the first four in this series and become the first team in the Southern League to 11 wins in the second half of the year. We'll take a break. When we come back, it's time for today's pregame interview, where we are joined by Shuckers bench coach and acting manager Fidel Pena to recap the week, talk a little bit about Brock Wilkins' incredible power surge. He has eight homers since the beginning of June, including three this week. We also talked to him a bit about all the new faces in the clubhouse and how to make sure everybody gets on the same page with all the faces in and out of that Biloxi Shuckers clubhouse over the past few weeks. That comes right next before first pitch slated for 6:15 Central Time on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network. We're back after this.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that Grand Slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham Rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Hey, this is Mason Fitzpatrick, Senior Account Executive with the Biloxi Shuckers. The Cloud 7 Skybox at the ballpark offers an upscale indoor-outdoor baseball experience. Enjoy great views from the suite level of the ballpark while dining on delicious food and unlimited beverage service in an air-conditioned lounge throughout Shuckers home games. For more information to book your group outing, visit BiloxiShuckers.com or call 228-233-3465.
Hey, this is Macon with the Biloxi Shuckers. Treat your youth team to an MVP experience with the Shuckers Field of Dreams package, perfect for your youth baseball and softball players. Your package includes taking the field with the Shuckers for the national anthem, a team photo, food vouchers, and recognition on the video board. For more information and to schedule your outing, visit BiloxiShuckers.com or call at 228-233-3465.
Join the Shuckers in honoring servicemen and women on Military Wednesday at the ballpark. At every Wednesday home game, all military personnel can receive a $3 discount on dugout, box, and reserve level tickets. The Shuckers will also honor military members with their special military-themed alternate jerseys. For game time, schedules, and tickets, visit the Shuckers box office and BiloxiShuckers.com.
Welcome back inside the Biloxi Shuckers pregame show. We're getting set for Friday baseball, Biloxi Shuckers Chattanooga Lookouts. Time for today's pregame interview. I'm Javik Blake, and as always on Fridays, we are joined by Shuckers bench coach and acting manager Fidel Pena. Fidel, thanks for joining us.
As always, my pleasure to be here. Thank you for having me.
Tough loss last night, but it has been quite the fun week for the ball club. Comeback win on Tuesday, big time win on Wednesday. How much fun has it been from this team this week, and how much are you impressed by how good this team has been in the second half?
I mean, obviously, very impressed. The guys continue to do a really good job, of playing as a team. The bats are, coming alive. Pitching has been very solid for us as well. So, it's just good to see everything just coming together.
Talking about everything coming together, how good is it to see in that clubhouse everybody interacting when everything's firing in all cylinders, whether it's the pitching, the base running, the hitting, the defense, it's all coming together?
I mean, it's obviously, a good environment. I think the guys are feeding off each other and seeing everybody just being successful and everybody wants a piece of that cake. So, everybody's just pushing each other to be better and keeping each other accountable. So that's good to see. That's what winning ball clubs, need to have, that kind of environment and energy. So it's good to see.
One of the big things this week has been Brock Wilkin, who I think is on a mission to hit a home run about every single time he steps up to the plate at this ballpark. Three this week, two of them yesterday. Two of them have cleared the scoreboard and left. We're standing right near it. Scoreboard's about 70 feet high off the ground. How impressed have you been by how just the power display from Brock has come out this week?
I mean, obviously, big power bat that we drafted last year. We know he's got that in him, and it's finally, showing in a more consistent basis. He's making some adjustments at the plate, and it's really paying off for him. So it's really good to see him be successful and do what we know he can do at the plate consistently.
You talk about it, just drafted last year. It's one of the fastest rises we've seen to Double A in minor league baseball. Him and Bovee needed all 43 games to get to the Double A level. How much are you impressed then, not only by the home runs this week, but the fact that he's really turned it up a notch in the past about 6 weeks, and it's been just a year since he's been drafted and he's two steps away from the big leagues?
Well, he's a very mature kid, and he's been making some really good adjustments and adjusting to the Double A level, and it's just been good to see. He's actually showing what he's made of and, starting to see some more consistent success up here at the Double A level.
I know you work with the guys a lot on the defensive side of things. You made a great play last night towards foul territory. How much have you seen that grown throughout this year for Brock over at third base?
He's been solid for us all year, especially coming in, he's really solid at those as well as the ones that go into the side. So, He's just a solid player, and his arm is actually starting to show some more improvement, and we're seeing that consistent cannon just being put to work. So that's good to see.
On the topic of power, Connor Scott has been added to this team in first couple of days with this ball club. That bat has shown out in a big time way. A couple of big time hits, a home run in Pearl, which is a hard place to hit a homer in this league. What have you been impressed by, and what have you seen from Connor first couple of days with this team?
He joined us, I think his last team was the Pirates, and if I'm not mistaken, And so far he has been blending in with the team, greatly. Great personality, great kid, and like you said, he came in here and he actually, he's showing off some power, and it's good to see. It's always good to have those kind of guys in the lineup, and I'm excited to see, what he brings to the table, for the remainder of the season. Hopefully he continues to just be consistent with that.
Well, he's one of a couple different additions that have joined this team from outside the organization, whether it's him, Adam Hall, Casey Martin. How have you kind of gone about working these guys in the fold, making sure everybody gets their time, but making sure that all these guys are in this clubhouse fighting for the same goal, even though a couple weeks ago they might have been with a different organization?
I mean, that has been easy for me. You know, like, they've all, you know, like, came in and just blended in, like, really, really well with the team, and their personalities have been really solid, you know, hardworking guys and, like, guys that, you know, like, know how to keep a good environment in the clubhouse. So that has been huge, like, to our success as a group, you know. I think, like, ever since we got, like, those new guys that joined us, like, we have been, like, even more successful than we have been before. So, like, just having those guys, you know, veteran guys that have played for, you know, for a long time, at, like, at this level. So, like, I think that just helps us, you know, like, be in a better spot in general, you know, when you have that, all of that experience just come together there.
We're going into the All-Star break. I know you have the kiddos in town with you. Any big plans for the All-Star break?
We're actually going to go to Atlanta. We're going to stay at Chris Romanos' house and just hang out for the break there. Going to go visit Six Flags and probably the Coca-Cola Museum over there in Atlanta. So, you know, excited to just have a few days off and, you know, just enjoy with the family and then be ready to come back after the break and just keep it rolling.
Six Flags, you big roller coaster guy?
I actually like him, yeah. I'm a big adrenaline rush guy, so I don't mind them at all.
Are the kids into them at all, or is it going to be dad's going to go have fun?
I mean, we'll see. We're going to have them try them and then see if they want to get on it. If not, I'll be the one getting on it. So.
Well, there we go. Either way, dad's having a terrific time during the All-Star break.
Amen. Amen.
But I appreciate the time. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you, sir.
This has been today's pregame interview. Shuckers Lookouts coming up next.
For auto parts, there's no need to run all over town. Stop into VJ's Auto Parts in D'Iberville and Biloxi. VJ's has your best selection of auto parts, truck accessories, and custom parts. And yes, even those hard-to-find rare parts you probably won't find anywhere else. Did I mention boat trailer parts? VJ's has them too. They also offer convenient computer diagnostics to find any automotive problem you may be having. Visit VJ'sAutoParts.com. BJ's Auto Parts, D'Iberville and Biloxi, proud sponsor of Shuckers Baseball.
If you're 65 or over, stop looking for the perfect doctor's office. We've found it for you. CenterWell, home to a complete care team that supports you. CenterWell addresses every dimension of your health, physical, mental, and social. At CenterWell, everything is senior-centered and designed to help seniors live happier, healthier lives. With same-day appointments, on-site labs, and convenient locations. Come see it for yourself. CenterWell, senior primary care. Edgewater Village, Biloxi. Highway 49, Gulfport. Call 228-712-0917.
This is Rochelle with Hill and Garden Therapies in Gulfport, and we know it's been a long month. All that stress, all that soreness, and all that exhaustion, we get it. But at Hill and Gardens, our job is to fix those problems for you. Try a relaxing massage or a deep tissue. Try a facial or a body treatment. Whatever it takes, Hill and Garden Therapies will have you back in gear and ready to take on the world. Schedule your professional appointment today, by phone or online at hgtms.com.
When I think about summertime, it makes me want to go to a baseball game.
Oh, that does sound like fun. When I think of summertime, it really makes me want ice cream.
Oh, let's do both. We can go see the Biloxi Shuckers play, and then we can go have ice cream at Chillville and Gulfport.
That does sound like a win-win to me. I'll take a bubble cone, please.
Oh, I'm sticking with a classic banana split. Oh, or maybe a root beer float. Oh, wait, maybe a boozy float.
That all sounds so delicious. Chillville and Gulfport is a proud sponsor of the Biloxi Shuckers.
Welcome back to AT&T Field in Chattanooga. David Blake alongside you as we get set for first pitch in a gorgeous Friday night between the Biloxi Shuckers, AA affiliate of the Milwaukee Brewers, and the Chattanooga Lookouts, AA affiliate of the Cincinnati Reds. Shuckers acting manager and bench coach Fidel Pena right now exchanging lineup cards with manager Jose Moreno for the Lookouts as, again, we get set for first pitch. And it's time to take a look at tonight's starting pitching matchup. For the Lookouts, they'll send the righty Kevin Abel to the hill, 4-2 with a 3.67 earned run average on the year with Chattanooga. Today is his ninth double-A start, 41 2/3 innings, 35 strikeouts, opponents hitting just 230 against him. But, and it's a big but for Abel, He has walked 30 batters in 41 and two-thirds inning. Checkers, a team that walks more than anybody else in the Southern League. 340 free passes drawn entering today. For the Checkers, they'll send their ace to the hill, and the righty, Jacob Mizorowski. 2-3 with a 3.38 earned run average. That ERA over the last four starts. 2-2-1 with 28 punch outs and 20 and a third innings. On the year, 16 starts, 66 and two-thirds innings. 39 walks, 88 strikeouts, sent for the third most in the Southern League, and opponents hitting 192 against him. For the Checkers, it is a lineup that is built by Renova Roofing. Dylan O'Ray is in the leadoff spot. Carlos Rodriguez bats second. Brack Wilkin, three home runs this week, is in the three spot. Darian Miller bats cleanup. Connor Scott bats behind him in the five spot. Lamar Sparks bats sixth. Ernesto Martinez Jr. bats in the seventh spot. Xavier Warren bats eighth. And Casey Martin, the former Arkansas Razorback who faced Abel in Game 3 of the 2018 Men College World Series, that saw Abel throw a 129-pitch complete game shutout to clinch the College World Series title for Oregon State. Casey Martin bats in the ninth spot, looking for revenge tonight for Biloxi. For the Lookouts, Dominic Patelli is in the leadoff spot. Francisco Urbaez bats second. In the three spot, it is Ivan Johnson. Nick Northcutt bats fourth. Ruben Ibarra bats in the five spot. Austin Hendrick bats sixth. Daniel Veoin bats in the seventh spot. Miguel Hernandez bats eighth. And Bubba Thompson rounds out the order in the nine spot. Checkers have won 5 of 6, 10-5. Time for the best second half record in the Southern League against the Lookouts, who have lost 7 of 10 and a Southern League low 4-11 in the second half. Before we go any farther, time to take 10 seconds for station identification on the Checkers Radio Network.
We interrupt your regularly scheduled programming to bring
Cruisin', WGCM Gulfport and W265DH Gulfport, the flagship stations for Biloxi Checkers baseball.
Checkers Lookouts getting set for game 4 of a 6-game set. Kevin Abel to start for Chattanooga. Jacob Mizorowski to start for Biloxi. This has been the Biloxi Checkers pregame show. When we return, it's time for first pitch. Checkers Lookouts from AT&T Field in Chattanooga. We're back after this.
And we're back with the action. Coke Zero Sugar might be the best Coke ever?
That's right, Jim. With an irresistible taste and zero sugar, Coke Zero Sugar is a must-try for any sports fan. So make sure you... Wait, Jim, I didn't mean try it right now. We're still on the air.
Best Coke ever? Take a taste, Jen.
Really?
No, not right now, Jen. We got a game to call.
The brand new Shucker Shop is your destination for all Shuckers, King Cakes, and Beach Chickens merchandise. Doubling in size this past offseason, make sure to stop by for hats, apparels, novelties, and more. Visit the shop at the ballpark or visit them online at shuckers.milbstore.com.
Hey guys, splash in with the newest attraction at the ballpark, Schooner Splash Zone, presented by Gulf Breeze Landscaping. Schooner Splash Zone offers a safe aquatic experience for kids of all ages with over 20 different water spray features. It includes some big and small nautical-themed features, multiple ground sprays, hey, and even a slide. The Splash Zone is free for all kids to use during the 2024 season, so reserve your tickets today at the Shuckers box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com.
There is a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and memorable moments. Make your plans today for July 19th through the 22nd for the induction of Adrian Beltre, Todd Helton, Jim Leland, and Joe Mauer, the class of 2024. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown.
Thirsty Thursday presented by PBR, Coca-Cola, and Kicker 108 is back. Kick off the weekend with $2 PBR bottles, drafts, hot dogs, and Coca-Cola products. Fans can splash in with $4 draft beer specials on Miller Lite and Coors Light at the first and third base beer gardens. Fans can also cash in on almost 60% savings with the Thirsty Thursday deal, which includes a reserve level ticket and two drink vouchers for $16 in advance. Reserve your seats today at the Shuckers box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com.
The 3-2 pitch, runners go. Wilkin hammers it deep to left. Dyer's back. It is fair. Gone. Grand slam, Brock Wilkin, and it's 9-1. Back up the middle. Zamora ranges over, slides, gets it at short. Fires the first in time. Third base side. Wilkin backhands it into foul territory. Pirouettes, fires the first. Bobby the pick.
This is Biloxi Shuckers Baseball on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network and WGCM.
Baker comes home. Tip foul into Miller's glove. Strike three, and it's 5 in a row.
Your home for the AA affiliate of the Milwaukee Brewers all season long.
And drives it in the right down. Ball game over. Xavier Warren, the hero. Lamar Sparks scores, and it's a 9-8 Shuckers winner.
Time to head out to the Ground Zero Blues Club broadcast booth with the voice of the Shuckers, Javik Blake.
Happy Friday night, and welcome to Chattanooga, Tennessee. AT&T Field the place, and it's game 83 of 136 for the Biloxi Shuckers in 2024. As the Shuckers enter today at 40-42, 10-5 in the second half of the season, top second half record in the Southern League South Division against the Chattanooga Lookouts, 24-60 on the season, 4-11 in the second half. They entered at a fourth place in the North Division, six games behind the division leaders in the Tennessee Smokies. Javik Blake alongside you, and it is a gorgeous night for baseball. 95 degrees, but little to no humidity and a little bit of a breeze as well that comes in from center. For the Lookouts, it's the righty Kevin Abel that makes the start. It's his ninth start of the year in Double-A, his 16th start of the season between High A Dayton and the Midwest League and Double-A Chattanooga. 3.67 ERA in eight starts with the Lookouts. 41 2/3 innings, 35 strikeouts, .230 opponents average, but he has walked 30 batters on the season, including 22 of them in just his last four starts alone. Time to take a look at the Shuckers' starting lineup for tonight. It is built by Renova Roofing and signed by Shuckers' acting manager, Fidel Pena. Dylan O'Reilly's in the leadoff spot. He bats from the left side. Carlos Rodriguez, another lefty in this order, bats in the two spot. Brock Wilkin bats third. Then it's the lefty, Darian Miller, who is in the four spot. Connor Scott, another lefty behind him, and he bats fifth. Lamar Sparks behind Scott in the sixth spot. Ernesto Martinez Jr. will bat from the left side and bat seventh. In the eighth spot, switch hitter Xavier Warren, and then the righty Casey Martin rounds out Biloxi's starting nine. Shuckers have won two of the first three in this series. They have gone 5-1 through six games in their nine-game road trip. And the lefty Dylan O'Reilly set to face off against the 6'1", 195-pound righty Kevin Abel. Here we go, first pitch. O'Reilly chops it foul towards the Shuckers dugout, and we're off and running. First pitch, 7:18 p.m. Eastern time tonight. Again, 95 degrees and partly cloudy the weather. Wind in from center at 4 miles an hour. The pitch, O'Reilly takes off the outside corner, and the count evens 1-1. O'Reilly this year hitting 174, 290 OBP. The pitch is a called strike. Right in the outside corner, changeup at 79, and the count goes to 1-2. One ball, two strikes, nobody out. The righty Abel works third base side of the rubber, rocking the New Balance cleats, and delivers. Misses up and away. Changeup at 81 flies out of his hand. And the count's even at 2 balls and 2 strikes. Chattanooga today wearing their alternate identity uniforms, the Chattanooga Wreckers. 2-2 pitch. Misses up. Changeup at 81. And the count goes to 3-2. The Wreckers, as they're called, they're named after tow trucks. They got a big old orange tow truck on the front of their hats. The 3-2 pitch. O'Reilly takes a slider on the inside corner for strike three. And O'Reilly is retired for the first down. One out, nobody on. We're just underway in the top of the first inning. And the lefty, Carlos Rodriguez, digs in back of the left-handed box for Biloxi. Abel delivers. Rodriguez takes up fastball at 92. And the count goes to 1-0. Time called. Left fielder Ivan Johnson has to retrieve a ball for somebody in the party deck. Fires it out of play. We're back and ready to go. 1-0 the count to the lefty Rodriguez. He's batting 293 this season. The 1-0 pitch. Swing and a miss. Change up top of the zone at 83. And the count evens 1-1. The 1-1 pitch. He drives it out to left center. Thompson, the center fielder, over, and it one hops him. Rodriguez tallies a single, and it brings up the righty Brock Woken. Bubba Thompson starts in center today for Chattanooga. Austin Hendricks in right. Ivan Johnson, we've met him. He's in left. Miguel Hernandez is at third. Dominic Patelli at short. Francisco Urbaez at second. Nick Northcutt at first. And Daniel Veoin is behind the plate. First pitch to Woken. He swings and misses. Attacks a high fastball at 92. And the count goes to no balls and a strike. Rodriguez off first. The pitch. He swings and pops it up. Into short center. Thompson charges in. Hendrick, the right fielder's over. Thompson catches it in right center and retires Woken for the out. Two away, and the lefty Darian Miller steps in. We're scoreless in the top of the first inning. Shackers and lookouts in game four of a six-game set. Miller's hitting 226 this year with the team best 424 OBP. Abel delivers. Curveball low, and the count goes to 1-0. Rodriguez takes his lead off first. Miller's the very back of the left-handed box. The 1-0 pitch. Curveball low, and the count goes to 2-0. Shuckers are wearing their military-themed alternate jerseys tonight. A camo base with the Shuckers logo on the upper left part of the chest. White numbers on the back, outlined in brown. 2-0 pitch. Miller takes low, and the count goes to 3-0. Miller, one of the most patient guys in the Southern League. More walks than anybody else. And he's walked at a higher rate than anybody else in the league as well. Abel's 3-0 pitch. Misses inside, and the Shuckers draw a walk. That's the 10th walk drawn by Miller in July alone. It's only July 12th. And now runners in first and second with two away for the lefty Connor Scott. Walks have been a problem for Abel throughout this season, and especially since coming up to the AA level. Last four starts, he's walked 22 batters, including a career-high 8 back on June 19th against Pensacola. Abel fires. Scott rolls it foul. Into the Shuckers dugout first base side, and the count goes to 0-1. Abel delivers. Scott takes up and away, and the count evens 1-1.
Abel this inning has thrown 17 pitches, just 8 of them in the zone. He's been a little bit all over the place in this frame. The 1-1 pitch. Scott swings and drives it out to right center. Hendrick races back on it, looks up, and it rolls all the way to the wall. Rodriguez scores from second. Miller rounds third and comes home. The throw is cut off right off the back of the infield. And it's a 2-RBI double for Scott. And the Shuckers take an early 2-0 lead. Scott now has hits in 4 consecutive games since joining Biloxi. Up to 7 RBIs in those 4 games. It brings up the righty Lamar Sparks. Scott tagged that 1-2 off the bat at 105 miles an hour. The pitch. Sparks takes up, and the count goes to 1-0. For Scott, between Biloxi and Altoona, up to 12 driven in this season. Well, Connor Scott has put quite a jolt into the Shuckers lineup. Time called. Nobody's quite sure why. Abel steps off. Sparks kind of looks around for a moment, wondering what happened. But now he digs back in. 255 hitter this year is Sparks. 13 driven in. Abel delivers. Sparks takes a strike on the outside corner. Fastball at 92. And the count evens 1-1. Home plate umpire tonight is Chad Westlake. First base umpire is Matt Bates, and at third is Tim Barreras. The pitch. Sparks swings and misses. Helmet almost pops off on a slider up at 84. And the count goes to 1-2. One ball, 2 strikes, 2 away. Abel fires. Sparks takes up and in. Fastball at 93. And the count evens 2-2. For Abel in this first inning, that fastball command has really been his Achilles heel. Missed a lot up and a lot out. 2-2 pitch. Sparks pops it up. Hendrick, the right fielder, under it. And he makes the catch. The Shuckers strike for 2. 2 runs, 2 hits, no errors, 1 runner left on base. Connor Scott strikes again. And the Shuckers have given their ace, Jacob Mizorowski, an early 2-0 lead. And at the bottom of the first. In a moment on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Hey guys, Trey Bowman, head groundskeeper of Biloxi Shuckers. Rep the Shuckers all season long with T-Shirt Tuesday at Shuckers Ballpark. Be one of the first 250 through the gates during every Tuesday home game and receive a special Shuckers T-shirt. Each Tuesday features a different design, so you don't want to miss out. Reserve your tickets today at Shuckers box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com.
Be the all-star of your team with the suite experience at the ballpark. With an indoor air-conditioned hospitality area and outdoor seating, a suite is the perfect way to entertain clients, reward employees, or bring your group out for a night of Biloxi Shuckers baseball. For more information and to reserve your suite, visit BiloxiShuckers.com or call at 228-233-3465.
We head to the bottom of the first inning. Shuckers already lead it by a 2-0 score over the Chattanooga Lookouts. Javik Blake back alongside you. And the Shuckers ace, Jacob Mizorowski, set to make his 17th start of the season. The 22-year-old righty and the Missouri native, 2-3 with a 3.38 ERA on the season, 66 and two-thirds innings, 39 walks, 88 strikeouts, an opponent sitting 192 against him. Left-handed hitting, Dominic Patelli leads it off for Chattanooga. First pitch of the day. Misses up and away, a fastball at 96. And the count goes to 1-0.
Mizorowski works first base side of the rubber. Now fires. Patelli drives it to right. Scott, the right fielder, under it towards right center. And he makes the catch. Connor Scott's in right today. Carlos Rodriguez is in center. Lamar Sparks is in right. Brock Wilkins at third. Casey Martin is at short. Dylan O'Reilly's at second. Ernesto Martinez Jr. plays first. And Terry Miller is behind the plate. The righty Francisco Urbaez digs in. 2-0 Shuckers in the bottom of the first. The pitch misses off the outside corner for ball one. Urbaez this year is hitting 294, 370 OBP. The 1-0 pitch. Urbaez takes low. Cutter at 93. And the count goes to 2 balls and 0 strikes. It's a 4-pitch mix for Mizorowski. Fastball, curveball, slider, and a cutter. He fires home. Misses way outside. Fastball at 96. And the count goes to 3 balls and 0 strikes. The 3-0 pitch is a called strike one in the outside corner. Fastball at 96, and the count goes to 3-1. The righty delivers. Popped up, out to short right. Scott, the right fielder, over towards the line. Now comes in, and he makes the catch. Quickly, two up, two down for Mizorowski. And the switch hitter, Ivan Johnson, digs in from the left side against the righty. Shuckers have a 2-0 lead. Both runs came home on a 2-RBI double from Connor Scott, the top of the first. The pitch to Johnson is a called strike one. Fastball in the inside corner at 99. Fastest pitch of the day. The 0-1 pitch. Slider is a called strike on the inside corner at 85. And the count goes to 0 balls and 2 strikes. No balls, 2 strikes, 2 away. Johnson, leading hitter on this team with a 238 average and a 788 OPS. The 0-2 pitch. Slider, called strike three. Finishes out a perfect first inning from Jacob Mizorowski. Dots one right at the knees to Johnson. And that ends the frame. No runs, no hits, no errors, nobody left on base. And we move to the second. Shuckers 2, lookouts nothing. Alexi Shuckers.
Hi, I'm Stephen Hampton with Sully's. People often ask, what makes Sully's so good? It's really simple. We serve certified Angus beef and USDA prime steaks. We add this high-quality beef to our chuck roast and grind in-house the best burger and hamburger steak in these parts. Every dish is cooked to order every time. So come have lunch or dinner served from a microwave-free kitchen. With our unmatched food quality and down-to-earth customer service, we're sure you'll be satisfied. Sully's, we're not too fancy, just really good.
Sully's in Hattiesburg, Petal, and downtown Gulfport.
Hey everybody, I'm Sean Cross to tell you about my good friend Brian Hagwood at Headliners Plus in Gulfport. For over 25 years, he's been repairing upholstery on the coast, from simple headliners to the most advanced hot rod interiors. No job is too small, from automotive seats to marine and aviation upholstery. Headliners Plus can also give your business a facelift with reupholstery for your restaurant, waiting room, or business. From French seam to diamond tuck, we've got you covered at Headliners Plus, 34th Street, Gulfport. Stop by for a free quote.
Custom Build Trailers of Mississippi. If they don't have it, they'll build it. For business or personal use, Custom Build Trailers of Mississippi in Seminary has your trailer solution. Livestock trailers, gooseneck flatbed trailers, single and tandem axle utility trailers, enclosed trailers, dump trailers, and more. Attention cruisers, check out their selection of bumper pull car haulers. Perfect for hauling any size vehicle. Ask about trailer trade-ins and 0% financing. Custom Build Trailers of Mississippi, 1335 Highway 49 South in Seminary. Call 601-722-9581. CustomBuildTrailersMS.com.
Top
2. Checkers lead it 2-0 against the Chattanooga Lookouts in the fourth game of this six-game set. Ready, Kevin Abel delivers to the left to Ernesto Martinez Jr. First pitch is a slider. Martinez goes three-quarters of the way with his swing, and it's ruled strike one. Martinez is hitting .237 this year with a .317 OBP. The 0-1 pitch. Martinez swings and tags it down the right field line. It drops in for a base hit and rolls all the way to the warning track. Hendrick cuts it off, fires to second, on a line, the tag, in time. It's a short porch in right, .325. Martinez tested Hendrick's arm, and Hendrick threw him out by about 5 feet. The out goes 9-6. And up comes the switch hitter, Xavier Warren. Warren's in from the left side. Abel delivers. It's a called strike one in the outside corner. A changeup at 82. The 0-1 pitch. Warren takes inside. He backs out of the way, and the ball flies to the screen. Count evens 1-1. Warren's hitting .205 this season, 6 homers, and he's tied for the team lead with 34 runs driven in. The pitch fouled off, right at the plate, sputters towards the third base on deck circle. The count goes to 1-2. Abel rocks, kicks, and delivers. Warren swings and drives it foul. Out of the ballpark on the first base side. And the count at 1-2. That was off his bat at 111 miles an hour. If that swing is just a millisecond later, that's way over the wall and right into the river. The 1-2 pitch. Warren pops it foul. Third base side and out of play. And the count stays at 1-2. The 1-2 pitch. Warren takes a curveball low at 80 miles an hour, and the count evens 2-2. Abel, who stands all the way on the third base side of the rubber, delivers. Tips it into Vaoine's mitt, and it's strike three. Changeup at 83 miles an hour. And now two away for the righty, Casey Martin. And this battle has a little extra juice to it. Abel and Oregon State defeated Martin's Arkansas Razorbacks back in 2018. That's the last time these two teams met. The pitch, Martin takes away, and the count goes to 1-0. It was Game 3 of the 2018 Men's College World Series Finals. Abel threw a 129-pitch complete game to win it. The pitch misses up and in, and the count goes to 2-0. Arkansas in Game 2 was one out away from winning the whole thing. A dropped pop fly in foul territory gave Oregon State new life. 2-0 pitch misses up, and the count runs to 3-0. And with that new life, Oregon State won Game 2 behind Abel's pitching performance in Game 3. Won the national title. 3-0 pitch is a called strike on the outside corner. Abel was just a freshman. Martin was a freshman as well. Him and Heston Kerstad, who is in the Orioles system, were teammates together on that Oregon State team. The 3-1 pitch misses low, and it's ball four. Martin and Kerstad teammates on that Razorback team, Abel on Oregon State in their first battle since Game 3 of the 2018 Men's College World Series Final. Martin wins the battle and draws a walk. Now a man on with two away. And it brings up the lefty, Dylan O'Reilly. 2-0 Checkers, two outs, one on in the top of the second inning. Abel delivers. O'Reilly takes a slider on the outside corner for strike one.
O'Ray struck out swinging back in the first inning. Slider back on the inside corner. The 0-1 pitch. O'Ray rolls it to second. Urbaez down to a knee, grabs it back to his feet, fires to first, and that ends the inning. No runs, one hit, no errors. One runner left on base. We're through an inning and a half, and it's 2-0 Biloxi. Back in a moment on the Biloxi Checkers Radio Network.
Bring the pups to the ballpark with Bark in the Park during select Wednesday home games throughout the 2024 season. Fans and their four-legged friends can purchase tickets for $15 in advance and sit in dog-friendly sections 117 and 119. For more information and tickets, visit BiloxiShuckers.com.
Hey everybody, Jackson Rainey, assistant groundskeeper of the Biloxi Shuckers. Celebrate your next birthday Shucker style at the ballpark. Packages are available for all ages to create your best birthday party. All parties include 10 tickets and 10 food vouchers. The celebration continues with a special Shuckers birthday gift and a pregame video board recognition. For more information and to schedule your Shucktastic party, visit BiloxiShuckers.com or call at 228-233-3465.
Watch me now!
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
We welcome you back to AT&T Field in Chattanooga. Ready, Jacob Mizorowski is back to work. He fires to the righty, Nick Northcutt. Fastball that's fouled back, and the count goes to no balls and one strike. Mizorowski with that fastball has set 96 to 97 tonight. He's touched 99 and retired the side in order in the first inning. The 0-1 pitch misses up. Curveball at 83. And the count evens 1-1. This is Mizorowski's final start before the All-Star break. Everybody has Monday to Thursday off next week. 1-1 pitch. Slider tips it into Miller's mitt. And the count goes to 1-2. It's been a first half for Mizorowski that has consistently been marked by progression. 1-2 pitch to Northcutt. Slider away, and the count evens 2-2. The walks have come down in a big-time way. Walked 13 and 18 innings in April, 18 and 21 in May, and then just 6 in 21 innings in the month of June, and walked 2 in his first start in July. The 2-2 pitch. Northcutt takes up and in. Deflects off Miller Smith to the screen, and the count goes forward. 3 balls and 2 strikes. Northcutt this year is hitting 212, 18 homers, 43 driven in, hitting 266 OBP. Mizorowski fires. Northcutt fouls it off at the plate. We'll do it again. Mizorowski's a four-pitch guy, fastball, curveball, slider, and a cutter. Comes sent the belt here. Yeah, delivers. Northcutt takes strike 3 on the outside corner. A fastball at 98. Northcutt not happy with the call. Mizorowski retires his second batter of the day on strikes. That brings up the righty Ruben Ibarra. Ibarra digs in at the very back of the right-handed box. 217 hitter this year with a 313 OBP. Mizorowski sets the belt. 2-0 Checkers in the second. The pitch is a called strike 1. Fastball at 98. Count goes to no balls and one strike. Mizorowski yet to touch 100 today. He's done that in each of his last three starts. The 0-1 pitch. Slider misses up and in. And the count evens, one ball and one strike. One out, nobody on. Shankers have a 2-0 lead. Thanks to a 2-RBI double from Connor Scott back in the top of the first. The pitch. Ibarra chops it to third. Wilkin gets it head high. Takes a step. Fires across the diamond in time. And Ibarra is retired for the second out. By the way, fans, you can join in on the broadcast with our Text the Booth line. Text the Booth at 601-514-0776. Again, that's 601-514-0776. Two out, nobody on. And the left-handed hitting Austin Hendricks steps in. Mizorowski delivers. Hendricks swings and misses. Curveball at 83. Count goes to no balls and one strike. Hendricks hitting 196 on the year with a 255 OBP. The 0-1 pitch. He swings and drives it out to left. Sparks back on it, under it with plenty of room. Takes one step in and he makes the catch. Two scoreless innings tonight for Jacob Mizorowski. No runs, no hits, no errors, nobody left on base, and we move to the third. Shankers lead the Lookouts 2-0. On the Biloxi Shankers.
Ladner Drugs wants to serve you, offering fast and convenient drive-through service, medication packaging, compounding, unique gifts, decor, and more. Ask about Ladner Drugs' free delivery service. Transfer your prescriptions today and support a local business with two locations. Exit 41 in Wool Market and Highway 49 North in Gulfport next to Taco Sombrero. Let Ladner Drugs hit it out of the park with their hometown service. Ladner Drugs, your local independent farm.
In their 100th year in business, Mississippi Coast Supply offers a luxury showroom for homeowners and design professionals to make hands-on selections for dream kitchens and bathrooms. And if you're remodeling or building, Mississippi Coast Supply has decorative plumbing in a wide range of styles and finishes. Their knowledgeable design team will help you find the best fixtures to fit your style and budget. Serving South Mississippi for 100 years, Mississippi Coast Supply Company, 241 Kyvette Street in Biloxi.
For auto parts, there's no need to run all over town. Stop into VJ's Auto Parts in D'Iberville and Biloxi. VJ's has your best selection of auto parts, truck accessories, and custom parts. And yes, even those hard-to-find rare parts you probably won't find anywhere else. Did I mention boat trailer parts? VJ's has them too. They also offer convenient computer diagnostics to find any automotive problem you may be having. Visit VJ'sAutoParts.com. VJ's Auto Parts, D'Iberville and Biloxi, proud sponsor of Shuckers Baseball.
Hi, this is Joe Arault. You are listening to the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
We ended the top of the third inning. Righty Kevin Abel is back to work, and he faces the lefty Carlos Rodriguez for the Shuckers. It's a 2-0 Biloxi lead. And the righty Abel delivers. It's a curveball that misses up. Count goes to 1-0. Rodriguez singled up the middle back in the first inning. Came around to score on the Connor Scott 2-RBI double. The pitch misses up, and the count goes to 2 balls and no strikes. Abel, drafted in the 7th round by the Reds back in 2021. 2-0 pitch. Rodriguez takes a called strike at the knees. Change of at 83, and the count goes to 2-1. Was originally drafted out of high school in 2017 by the Padres. 2-1 pitch. Well, the first. Northcutt grabs it, takes it to the bag himself, and retires Rodriguez for the first down. Up comes the righty, Brock Wilkin. One out, nobody on, and a 2-0 Shuckers lead in the top of the third inning. Wilkin digs in, very back of the right-handed box. The pitch. Wilkin takes up and in, and the count goes to 1-0. By the way, if you have not been on Twitter today,
There's a fan of Brock Wilkins that posted something. 1-0 pitch is a called strike on the inside corner, and the count evens 1-1 with a changeup. It's a little kid named Avery who's a big-time fan of Wake Forest baseball and a big-time fan of Brock Wilkins. His mom, Sarah, posted it. The 1-1 pitch. Wilkin takes a strike on the outside corner, a changeup at 82, and the count goes to 1-2. And she posted a picture of a couple of pictures of them being at the College World Series with a sign, but he wrote a letter to Brock with a baseball card, and Brock wrote back to him. It's the cutest thing you'll ever see. Hope Brock was doing well, and Brock wrote back and called him friends for life. The 1-2 pitch. Wilkin rolls it left side of the infield. Patelli, the shortstop, to his left, and it's into center for a single. Wilkin has hits in four consecutive games in this series, and it brings up the lefty Darian Miller. And it's a signed card of Brock Wilkin is the one that he sent to Little Avery. A couple words of encouragement to him. Such a fun thing. A little kid has to be no more than maybe 10 or 11 years old at the most. The pitch misses low and inside of the lefty Darian Miller, and the count goes to 1-0. Miller thought he was hit. He's halfway up the first baseline, and home plate umpire Chad Westlake tells him to come back, and now Miller walks back and points to his foot and says, hey, it got me. Now the umpires come together. That it does not hit Darian Miller. Up on the replay, it's pretty close. Count of 1-1 and no strikes. Miller's hunt for that Shucker single season hit by pitch record. 1-0 pitch. Miller takes a strike top of the zone, and the count evens 1-1. Miller's been hit 15 times this season, five away from the Shucker's franchise record, set by Jacob Nottingham, catcher back in 2017. The 1-1 pitch. Miller fouls it off the instep of his front foot, and the count goes to 1-2. Miller drew a walk back in the first inning. Miller, who leads Biloxi in walks this year, drew his 48th walk of the season. He is one of two guys alongside Carlos Rodriguez, who is 36, with more than 35. And Miller is two away from 50. The 1-2 pitch. Curveball misses up, and the count evens 2-2. Shuckers are up 2-0 in the top of the third. The righty Abel set, now delivers. Miller chops it, first base side, foul. And the count stays 2-2. Wilkin, who charged to second, now walks back to first. Two balls, two strikes, one away. Wilkin takes a short lead off first. Northcutt holds him on. The pitch. Rope down the right field line. It tails foul off the sidewall. And the count stays at two balls and two strikes. Two balls, two strikes, one away. Abel comes set. Now the pitch. Miller rolls it into the Shuckers' dugout. Misses everybody's head. And the count stays at 2-2. That was the 54th pitch of the night from Abel. He's good for 90-plus. Has thrown 193 pitches in each of his last two starts. But the Shuckers have run up this pitch count early. The 2-2 pitch. Miller takes off the outside corner. And the count goes full. Abel delivers. Miller pokes it foul down the right field line and out of the ballpark. The count stays full. The lengthy at bat right now. We're on to a 10th pitch between Miller and Abel. Woken off first. It's 2-0 Biloxi with one out and one on in the top of the third. Abel comes home. Miller pokes it foul, third base side, and out of play, into the parking lot. The count stays full. We're on to an 11th pitch in this plate appearance. Abel fires. Miller pokes it down the right field line. Foul again. Change of at 82. We're on to a 12th pitch in this plate appearance. Abel about to throw his 59th pitch of the day, and there's one out in the top of the third. Woken off first. Abel delivers again. Miller fists it down the right field line. Hendricks over, and it's down for a single. Wilkin touches second, hustles to third. Hendrick throws it in towards the infield. It's a single for Miller. He's reached base twice today. And now runners on the corners with one away for Connor Scott. Miller wins the lengthy battle. 12 pitches. That brings out catcher Daniel Veoin to talk to Abel. Also brings in the middle infield to Patelli and Urbaez. It's a 2-0 lead for Biloxi while they visit 10 seconds for station ID on the Shuckers Radio Network.
Cruisin', WGCM Gulfport and W265DH Gulfport, the flagship stations for Biloxi Shuckers baseball.
Welcome back to AT&T Field in Chattanooga. David Blake alongside you on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network. Shuckers lead it 2-0. And the lefty Connor Scott is set to bat for Biloxi. Daniel Veoin, the catcher, out from behind home plate, dots up his gear with the first and third signs. Darian Miller is at first. Brock Wilkin is at third. And Scott, who has driven in both Biloxi runs today with a 2-RBI double in the first, digs in from the left side. Abel delivers. Scott takes away, and the count goes to 1-0. Scott roped his double and rolled to the wall after touching down in deep right center at 105 miles an hour. He smoked it, drove in two. Miller's at first, Wilkins at third. Abel fires. Scott takes away, and the count goes to 2-0. Abel delivers. Scott takes off the inside corner, and the count runs to 3-0. Three balls, no strikes, one away. The pitch. Scott takes all the way up and away. And he draws a walk. Shuckers have drawn three walks tonight.
They have drawn at least three walks against a starter each of the last three nights. Four off Petty in five innings on Thursday, four off Farr in three and a third on Wednesday, and three off Abel today in just two and a third innings. Bases loaded, one away, and the righty Lamar Sparks digs in. It's 2-0 Biloxi in the top of the third. The pitch. Sparks tips it off Bayou Eensman at the plate. And the count goes to no balls and one strike. Biloxi right now is giving their starter, Jacob Mizorowski, a lot of time to rest in that first base dugout. Checkers hoping to get him a little more support as well. As Vaween takes a little extra time, that not only got his glove, but that got right between the wickets. Now we're back and ready to go. Bases loaded, one away, and a 0-1 count. And the righty, Kevin Abel. The pitch to Sparks. Misses up and in, and the count evens 1-1. Abel fires. Misses up, and the count goes to two balls and one strike. The 2-1 pitch, called a strike right on the inside corner with a slider at 82. And the count goes to two balls and two strikes. Checkers yesterday had the bases loaded with nobody out in the ninth inning. Were unable to score off reliever Donovan Benoit. Looking for a different outcome today against the righty Kevin Abel. The 2-2 pitch. Sparks touches it foul ball back to the screen, and the count remains at 2-2. Abel's night may not last very long after this inning. His next pitch is about to be his 69th of the night, and there are one away in the third inning. The pitch misses away, and the count goes full. Abel's not happy with it. Home plate umpire Chad Westlake looks back at him and just kind of puts his palms up near his hips. That pitch was not a strike. The fastball at 92 right off the outside corner. And the count's now full. Bases loaded, one away. And now Abel steps off. Sparks steps out. The Sharkers right now seem to be really getting to Abel. Does not look comfortable on the hill. Wilkins at third, Miller's at second, Scott's at first. If he hangs one here to Sparks, Sparks has the power to do some incredible damage here. 3-2 pitch. He does leave one up, but Sparks hammers it foul, out of play. First base side, and the count remains full. Bases loaded, one away. Abel comes set. Now the pitch. Called strike three. Fastball at the knees at 93. And Abel comes back and strikes out Sparks looking for the second out. Brings up the lefty Ernesto Martinez Jr. Wilkins at third. Miller's at second. Scott's at first. It's 2-0 Checkers with two away in the top of the third inning. Martinez single down the right field line in the second. An open stance in the left-handed box. Abel sets. Now delivers. Martinez dribbles it foul at the plate. And the count goes to no balls and a strike. Owen won the count. Abel stares in. Now comes Ted at the belt. He comes home. Martinez drives it towards center. Thompson races back on it. Looks up towards the wall. He leaps. And it collapses off the wall. It smacks off of it and rolls back into play. All three runners score. Martinez jugs to third. And it's a bases-clearing three-run triple. And it's 5-0 Biloxi. Thompson jumped up. He collided with the wall. The ball smacked off of it and rolled back into play. Wilkin, Miller, and Scott all score. And that brings out manager Jose Moreno. Day is done for Kevin Abel after 2 2/3 innings. And the Shackers lead it 5-0. We're back in a moment on the Shackers Radio Network.
Favorite jeans, favorite shirt. Got to make a sausage and I'm firing it up. Yeah, everybody knows. It's how I get my grill on.
Shackers fans, Kaneko Sausage is the exclusive sausage supplier and hot dog provider of the Biloxi Shackers. Find them at your next trip to the ballpark, your local grocer, or visit them today at KanekaSausage.com.
It's how I get my grill on.
Brew Crew Tuesdays, presented by Coors Light, are back at the ballpark for the 2024 Shuckers season. Splash in with a 20-ounce souvenir tumbler for $13 with $7 refills at the first and third base beer gardens. Reserve your tickets and join the fun today at the Shuckers box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com.
Come to the ballpark and join the Shuckers for the best fireworks show on the coast after every Friday home game. Each fireworks show will showcase the best fireworks on the coast with unique music, themes, and colors, and make the perfect Friday for the whole family. Blast off with fun at the Shuckers box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com.
After a 3-RBI triple from Ernesto Martinez Jr., the Shackers lead it 5-0. Kevin Abel's out of the game, and the righty Owen Holt is now in. Xavier Warren's up from the left side. First pitch, swing and a miss. Change up low at 85. And the count goes to no balls and one strike. Martinez is at third, and that's the inherited runner for Holt. Abel done after 2 2/3 innings. 73 pitches, 3 walks, 3 strikeouts, 6 hits allowed. The 0-1 pitch, Warren takes low, and the count evens 1-1. Holt makes his 23rd appearance of the season. 28 innings and a 5.79 ERA, 18 walks, and 25 strikeouts. Biloxi's up 5-0. The pitch. Warren drives it through the left side in left center for a single. Thompson to his right grabs it. Martinez comes home. Warren an RBI single, and it's 6-0 Biloxi. That run charged Abel finalizes his line. Gives up 6 runs on 6 hits in 2 2/3 innings. 3 walks, 3 strikeouts. It's Warren's 35th RBI of the year. He ties Martinez for the team high. It brings up the righty, Casey Martin. Holt delivers. Martin takes strike one on the inside corner. A slider at 87. Shackers have struck for 4 runs this inning. Quite the cushion for their starter, Jacob Mizorowski. The 0-1 pitch misses up and in, and the count evens 1-1. But he's also been sitting in that dugout for quite the long time. 39 pitches and a pitching change. Next one bound to be the 40th of the day between Abel and Holt this inning. 1-1 pitch. Martin fouls it back, and the count goes to 1-2. Another slider, this one at 86.
One ball, two strikes, two away. The pitch. Martin checks his swing. Pitch misses low. Off to second is Warren. The throw there is in time. In the inning, though, four runs on four hits, no errors, and nobody left on base. We're through two and a half, and it's all Biloxi. 6-0 Shuckers. And Jacob Mizorowski is back to the mound when we come back on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
This is Billy Adams with the Biloxi Shuckers. Bring your community partners together and use Biloxi Shuckers baseball as an exciting way to raise funds, bring awareness, and exceed expectations. Select a game date, buy and sell tickets, and promote your night, all with the Shuckers. Sign up today at 228-233-3465 or email the sales team at sales@biloxishuckers.com. Make your night a grand slam today.
Hey, this is Macon McCarter with the Biloxi Shuckers. Book your group outing to a Shuckers game and save. Have a group of 20, 30, 40, or more. Tickets start at $10 for groups of 20 or more. Find the best group outing experience today. For more information and to book your group's outing, visit BiloxiShuckers.com or call at 228-233-3465.
Named one of Mississippi's must-see music venues by Rolling Stone, the Ground Zero Blues Club in Biloxi is your destination for food, music, events, and more. Located minutes from the ballpark at 814 Howard Avenue in Biloxi, hit a home run at the Ground Zero Blues Club. For more information and upcoming acts, visit groundzerobiloxi.com or call 228-910-6600. Ground Zero Blues Club, the official post-game hangout of the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network. Ready, Jacob Mizorowski delivers the first pitch in the bottom of the third inning, and it is a fastball that blazes in at 97 miles an hour against the lefty Daniel Veoin. Shuckers are all over the lookouts in this one, 6-0 through two and a half. The 0-1 pitch, Veoin takes a slider for strike two right on the inside corner. It's a gorgeous night for baseball in Chattanooga. Temperatures when we started in the mid-90s. It has since cooled down to the low 90s with a little bit of a breeze. Mizorowski's gone six up, six down on the hill for Biloxi. And meanwhile, the offense has pounded out six runs on seven hits in just three innings. We've already knocked lookout starter Kevin Abel out of the ballgame. The 0-2 pitch. This is low and away. Slider at 83, and the count goes to 1-2. The 1-2 pitch. Veoin checks his swing, makes contact, and fouls it back. One ball, two strikes, nobody out. Now the pitch. Swing and a miss. Fastball low, and Veoin strikes out. 6-0 Biloxi, one out, nobody on in the bottom of the third inning. And the righty Miguel Hernandez digs in. Mizorowski delivers. Hernandez hits it on two hops. Over to short, Martin grabs it behind second, fires to first. And Hernandez is retired for the second out. Now two away, and the righty Bubba Thompson digs in. Thompson calls time before he even steps in the box, gives himself an extra moment before facing Mizorowski. Two out, nobody on, 6-0 Shuckers in the bottom of the third inning. The righty Mizorowski delivers. Thompson punches it foul above the Shuckers dugout first base side. And the count goes to no balls and a strike. The pitch fouled back, and the count goes to no balls and two strikes. The pitch, curveball, misses low at 81, and the count goes to 1-2. It's been a lot of curveball usage today for Mizorowski. Thompson this year hitting 231 with a 268 OBP. Gets the 1-2 pitch. Curveball, check swing, doesn't matter. It's a called strike three. A curveball that settles right down the middle. And Mizorowski struck out four first time through the order. No runs, no hits, no errors, nobody left on base. It's 6-0 Biloxi after 3. We're back after this. The Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
If you're 65 or over, stop looking for the perfect doctor's office. We've found it for you. CenterWell, home to a complete care team that supports you. CenterWell addresses every dimension of your health, physical, mental, and social. At CenterWell, everything is senior-centered and designed to help seniors live happier, healthier lives. With same-day appointments, on-site labs, and convenient locations. Come see it for yourself. CenterWell, senior primary care. Water Village, Biloxi, Highway 49, Gulfport. Call 228-712-0917.
This is Rochelle with Healing Garden Therapies in Gulfport, and we know it's been a long month. All that stress, all that soreness, and all that exhaustion, we get it. But at Healing Gardens, our job is to fix those problems for you. Try a relaxing massage or a deep tissue. Try a facial or a body treatment. Whatever it takes, Healing Garden Therapies will have you back in gear and ready to take on the world. Schedule your professional appointment today by phone or online at hgtms.com.
When I think about summertime, it makes me want to go to a baseball game.
Oh, that does sound like fun. When I think of summertime, it really makes me want ice cream.
Oh, let's do both. We can go see the Biloxi Shuckers play, and then we can go have ice cream at Chillville and Gulfport.
That does sound like a win-win to me. I'll take a bubble cone, please.
Oh, I'm sticking with a classic banana split. Oh, or maybe a root beer float. Oh, wait, maybe a boozy float.
That all sounds so delicious. Chillville and Gulfport is a proud sponsor of the Biloxi Shuckers.
Welcome back to Chattanooga. We go to the top of the fourth inning. Shuckers lead it 6-0 over the Chattanooga Lookouts. The righty Owen Holt delivers to the righty Casey Martin in the ninth spot. First pitch is a called strike one at the knees with a 95-mile-an-hour fastball. Martin's up for the second time today. Drew a walk back in the second inning, one of three drawn by Biloxi against the starter Kevin Abel. The 0-1 pitch. He swings and rolls it to short. Battelli to his left, charges, grabs it, fires to first, and it's in time. One away, and it brings up the top of the order in the lefty, Dylan O'Reilly. O'Reilly already up for the third time tonight, and it is just the fourth inning. Been a dominant night for the Biloxi Shuckers. 6 runs on 7 hits. The righty Holt delivers. O'Reilly rolls it right side of the infielder. Baez to his right, grabs it, slings it to first off his back foot, and it's in time. O'Reilly grounds out to second, and quickly two away brings up the lefty Carlos Rodriguez. That was a real tough play for Baez to make. He was moving towards second. Backhanded it and threw towards first with all his momentum going towards left. And now two away, the lefty Carlos Rodriguez digs in. The pitch. Rodriguez takes a strike at the knees, and the count goes to no balls and one strike. Rodriguez 1-for-2 today with a single back in the first inning. The pitch.
fouled back. The count goes to no balls and two strikes. Holt stands on the mound, 6'2", 234 pounds. The 0-2 pitch misses off the outside corner, and the count goes to 1-2. Holt fires. Rodriguez takes low and inside, and the count evens 2-2. Two balls, two strikes, two away. Holt comes set at the belt. Now delivers. Rodriguez chops it foul back to the screen. Brock Wilkin bats it down in the on-deck circle. Flips it to the backboard. 2-2 the count with two away. Shuckers upping. It's a 6-0 game in the top of the fourth inning. Holt delivers. Rodriguez takes up and in. He spins out of the way. And the count goes to 3-2. The pitch. Line fumbled. Third base side and out of play. The count stays at 3-2. Rodriguez is a tough guy to strike out. One of the lowest swinging strike rates and one of the lowest whiff rates in all of minor league baseball. Three balls, two strikes, two away. Holt delivers. Rodriguez fouls it back and will do it again. Entering today, Rodriguez had struck out just 34 times in 304 plate appearances. It's a strikeout rate of 11%, almost 10% lower than the league average strikeout rate. Payoff pitch. Hit on one hop to short. Patelli gets it by his kneecap, fires to first, and retires Rodriguez. No runs, no hits, no errors. Nobody left on base. We're through 3.5, and the Shuckers lead it 6-0. We're back in a moment on the Black Sea Shuckers Radio Network.
Hey, y'all. This is David Blackwell with the Biloxi Shuckers. And on July 3rd, 2023, we announced the Heart of a Shucker Community Fund, which is a charitable initiative that allows for the Biloxi Shuckers to make meaningful contributions to enhance the Gulf Coast community that our team calls home. Throughout the 2024 season, the Shuckers will support and honor military organizations from across the coast prior to each Saturday home game. For more information and to see previous recipients, visit BiloxiShuckers.com.
Hi, this is Hunter Reed, General Manager. Head to the beach for 4 nights in 2024 as the Biloxi Shuckers transform into the Biloxi Beach Chickens. Named after the fun-loving seagulls that claim the coast beaches as home, the Biloxi Beach Chickens are ready to take flight. Reserve your tickets to Paradise for May 25th, June 27th, August 3rd, and August 27th at the Shuckers box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com.
Hey, Shuckers fans, this is Javik Blake, voice here of Biloxi Shuckers, here to remind you that Broussard's Barbershop is located minutes away from the ballpark in downtown Biloxi. The official barbershop of the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network and the barber of choice for Shuckers players. Schedule next cut today at 228-697-3180. Go where the pros go with Broussard's Barbershop, the official barbershop of the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network. Top of the order, two up for the lookout. Mizorowski's gone 9-up, 9-down to start today. And he faces the left-handed hitting Dominic Patelli. First batter to face him twice. First pitch, swing and a miss. Fastball right on the inside corner at 97. And the count goes to no balls and a strike. Mizorowski, first time through the order, 4 strikeouts, 3 flyouts, and 2 groundouts. The 0-1 pitch.
Patelli takes a slider at the knees for strike two. Curveball's been on point today. Mizorowski's dotted in the slider, and the fastball's been dominant, up to 99 tonight. And the big important thing, first three innings, no walks allowed by Mizorowski. He comes set at the belt. The 0-2 pitch. Patelli swings and misses. Late start on a curveball outside corner at 83. And make it five strikeouts tonight for Mizorowski. Up to 93 strikeouts this season. And the righty Francisco Urbaez digs in. One out, nobody on in the bottom of the fourth. Mizorowski delivers. Misses low, and the count goes to 1-0. Time for a check of the OWA Parks and Resorts scoreboard update. Plan your visit today at visitowa.com. Bottom three, Birmingham leads the Braves 1-0. Top four, Tennessee leads Montgomery 4-1. 1-0 pitch for Mizorowski. Slider is a called strike on the outside corner, and the count evens 1-1. Elsewhere, bottom three, Rocket City and Pensacola are knotted at two. The 1-1 pitch. Urbaez takes a strike. Curveball at 85, and the count goes to 1-2. Urbaez calls time and steps out. One ball, two strikes, one away. Mizorowski delivers. Urbaez rolls it to third. Wilkin gets it on two hops, shoulder high. Fires to first. It's in time. And Urbaez is retired for the second out. 11 consecutive retired by Mizorowski. And the switch hitter, Ivan Johnson, digs in from the left side against the righty. 6-0 Biloxi. Bottom of the fourth inning. Two out, nobody on. Mizorowski fires. Johnson swings and misses. Curveball at 84. And the count goes to no balls and one strike. Johnson struck out swinging on a slider back in the first inning. Check that, looking back in the first inning. The 0-1 pitch. Lifted out to right center. Scott is over, and it's down for a base hit. He cuts it off in the alleyway, spins and fires back in towards the infield. Johnson chugs into second ahead of the throw. And Mizorowski allows his first hit of the day. It's a double to the switch hitter, Ivan Johnson. And the righty, Nick Northcutt, stands in. That was hot off Johnson's bat, 102 miles an hour. And the righty Northcutt digs in. 6-0 Checkers, two outs and a runner on second in the bottom of the fourth inning. The pitch, swing and a miss, slider low, and the count goes to 1-0. Check that. No balls and one strike. It's a short leadoff second for Johnson. Checkers infield moves over towards third. O'Reilly and Martinez both to their left. The 0-1 pitch. Smacked towards the Chattanooga dugout, third base side, and the count goes to no balls and two strikes. Northcutt's 0-for-1 today. Struck out looking on a fastball back in the second inning. Mizorowski way ahead in the count. No balls and two strikes. The 0-2 pitch. Northcutt takes off the outside corner. It's a fastball at 98. And the count goes to 1-2. One ball, two strikes, two away. Johnson off second. Now the pitch. Swing and a miss. Dials up a fastball top of the zone at 97. And make it six strikeouts through four shutout innings
for Jacob Mizorowski. No runs, one hit, no errors, one runner left on base, and we enter the fifth. 6-0 Biloxi on the Checkers Radio Network.
Hi, I'm Stephen Hampton with Sully's. People often ask, what makes Sully's so good? It's really simple. We serve certified Angus beef and USDA prime steaks. We add this high-quality beef to our chuck roast and grind in-house the best burger and hamburger steak in these parts. Every dish is cooked to order every time. So come have lunch or dinner served from a microwave-free kitchen. With our unmatched food quality and down-to-earth customer service, we're sure you'll be satisfied. Sully's, we're not too fancy, just really good.
Sully's in Hattiesburg, Petal, and downtown Gulfport.
Hey everybody, I'm Sean Cross to tell you about my good friend Brian Hagwood at Headliners Plus in Gulfport. For over 25 years, he's been repairing upholstery on the coast, from simple headliners to the most advanced hot rod interiors. No job is too small, from automotive seats to marine and aviation upholstery. Headliners Plus can also give your business a facelift with reupholstery for your restaurant, waiting room, or business. From French seam to diamond tongue, we've got you covered at Headliners Plus, 34th Street, Gulfport. Stop by for a free quote.
Custom Build Trailers of Mississippi. If they don't have it, they'll build it. For business or personal use, Custom Build Trailers of Mississippi in Seminary has your trailer solution. Livestock trailers, gooseneck flatbed trailers, single and tandem axle utility trailers, enclosed trailers, dump trailers, and more. Attention cruisers, check out their selection of bumper pull car haulers. Perfect for hauling any size vehicle. Ask about trailer trade-ins and 0% financing. Custom Build Trailers of Mississippi, 1335 Highway 49 South in Seminary. Call 601-722-9581. CustomBuildTrailersMS.com.
We enter the top of the fifth inning, and the righty Owen Holt is back on the hill and faces the righty Brock Wilkin. It is 6-0 Biloxi up on Chattanooga. Holt comes home. Wilkin drives the first pitch out to right. Hendrick back on it at the warning track. Reaches up, and it takes one hop off the track and off the wall. Wilkin chugs into second. The throw to second's on a hop and way late. It's a leadoff double for Brock Wilkin. It is his fourth extra base hit of the series. And the Shuckers have the leadoff man on in the fifth for Darian Miller. Miller digs in from the left side against the righty Holt. Shuckers today 3-for-5 with runners in scoring position. The righty Holt looks at second, now delivers. Miller takes strike one on the outside corner. It's a slider at 86. Miller's reached base twice today. Won a 12-pitch battle against the starter Kevin Abel in the third inning. Ended that with a single. And he drew a walk back in the first. The 0-1 pitch. Miller takes off the outside corner. And the count evens 1-1. Holt comes set. First base side of the rubber. Now the pitch. Miller takes up and away, and the count goes to 2-1. Holt fires. Miller takes off the outside corner, and the count goes to 3-1. For Holt, that was his 23rd pitch of the night. We're in the fifth inning with nobody out, and the Shuckers have already seen almost 100 pitches. This next one will be the 99th they've seen today. Holt steps off at first, and Miller steps out second. It's a 6-0 Shuckers lead. They've exploded against Chattanooga tonight. Holt picks up his leg, spins around, and fakes his move to second. Wilkin walks back to the bag. A count of 3-1. Patelli, the shortstop, is right behind the second base bag. He shifted over towards first. There's a big gap between Patelli at short and Hernandez at third. He's playing normal positioning.
The 3-1 pitch is a called strike on the outside corner, and the count goes to 3-2. Three balls, two strikes, nobody out. Miller's working another lengthy plate appearance. That's his seventh pitch of this sequence. Holt comes home. Misses low, ball four, and Miller draws his second walk of the night. Brings up the lefty, Connor Scott. 2-1, nobody out. 6-0 Biloxi in the top of the sixth inning. The pitch. Scott drives it out to left. Johnson in on it. Makes the chest high catch. And retires Scott for the first down. 1 away, and it brings up the righty Lamar Sparks. Shockers have a 6-0 lead. 6 runs, 8 hits, no errors. For the Lookouts, no runs, 1 hit, and no errors. Miller's at first, Wilkins at second. Righty Sparks digs in against the righty Holt. Holt fires. Sparks takes low, and the count goes to 1-0. Sparks is 0-2 today. Pull out to right in the first, struck out looking, and a fastball in the third. The 1-0 pitch. He fouls it back, and the count evens 1-1. Holt comes set. Now the pitch. Rolled up the middle. Patelli over. It's by him and into center for a base hit. Wilkin touches third and comes home. Thompson's throw from center is wide of home plate up the first baseline. It's an RBI single for Sparks, and it is 7-0 Biloxi. It's Sparks' 10th hit in his last 6 games. Drives in his 14th run of the year. And now runners at first and second with 1 away for the lefty Martinez. Ernesto Martinez Jr. is 2-for-2 today with a single, triple, and 3 runs driven in. Again, it's 7-0 Biloxi. 7 runs on 9 hits. Holt fires. Martinez takes off the inside corner for ball one. Shockers, 7 runs tonight. It is the 20th time they've scored at least 5 runs in their last 34 games, including tonight. They've gone on a tear offensively. The 1-0 pitch. Martinez takes low and away. Change of at 84, and the count goes to 2-0. Two and zero, the count with 1 away. Holt comes set. Now fires. Martinez takes low, and the count goes to 3 balls and no strikes. Holt's about to throw his 34th pitch of the day. He has thrown just an inning and 2/3. Nineteen strikes, 14 out of the zone. The 3-0 pitch. Martinez takes up, and it's a 4-pitch walk. Loads him up with 1 away for Xavier Warren. It's a 7-0 Shockers lead. Catcher Daniel Veyouin out to the mound to talk to Holt. Nobody's up in Chattanooga's bullpen. And out comes pitching coach John Naskadoff. As Chapel Roan blasts through the ballpark here at AT&T Field. Naskadoff chats with Holt. And now comes home plate umpire Chad Westlake to break it up. The song is called Hot to Go, and the Shuckers lineup's been red hot tonight. 7-0 in the top of the fifth inning as Naskadoff walks back to the third base dugout. Xavier Warren digs in from the left side. Bases loaded, one away. The pitch. Warren takes a slider off the inside corner, and that count goes to 1-0. Bases loaded, one out, 7-0 Shuckers in the top of the fifth inning. The pitch misses off the outside corner, and the count goes to 2-0. The 2-0 pitch, Warren fouls it off the instep of his front foot, and the count goes to 2-1. Warren tonight is 1-for-2. RBI single back in the third that made it 6-0. Big props to whoever's manning the soundboard here at AT&T Field. A couple of great musical choices here in the top of the fifth inning. The pitch, swing and a miss. Slider at 86, and the count evens 2-2. Two balls, two strikes, one away. Shuckers have the bases loaded with just one away. Already one in the inning. And an RBI single from Lamar Sparks. The 2-2 pitch. Slider misses away at 87. And the count goes full. The payoff pitch, Warren swings and misses. Slider at 85 on the outside corner. These are tied for the second out. Two away, bases still loaded, and the righty Casey Martin digs in. The pitch to the righty Martin. He takes a strike at the knees, and the count goes to no balls and a strike. Martin tonight, 0-for-1. Ground out to short and a walk. Holt delivers. Martin swings and misses. Chases a high fastball at 94. And the count goes to no balls and two strikes. And now the DJ has turned to some Michael Jackson. We're spanning eras here at AT&T Field in Chattanooga. The 0-2 pitch, Martin takes low, and the count goes to 1-2. Not the Taylor Swift eras. The musical genre eras. We've gone 2000s, we've gone 70s, we've got 80s, a little bit of 90s, a little bit of early 2000s. It doesn't matter what music's playing, the Shuckers have scored runs. It's a 7-0 lead. Holt delivers. Martin drives it deep to left. Johnson watches it go, and it's into the Shuckers bullpen. Casey Martin, grand slam, and it's 11-0.
Martin touches home. What a blast. Off the bat at 105 miles an hour. Goes 358 feet. The Shuckers have put up 11. It's 11-0 here in the top of the fifth inning. It's Martin's seventh homer of the year, up to 23 driven in. And up comes the lefty, 2-0 Ray. The pitch. O'Ray takes a strike on the outside corner, and the count goes to no balls and a strike. What a dominant night of baseball from Biloxi. What a dominant road trip. 53 runs scored in 6.5 games. 0-1 pitch misses away, and the count evens 1-1. Brooks Crawford, right-handed arm, is up in the bullpen for Chattanooga. The pitch. O'Ray drives it towards center. Thompson back on it into the left center field alleyway under it, and he makes the catch. That ends a 5-run top of the fifth inning for Biloxi. Ties their season high for runs in an inning. They score 5 runs on 3 hits, no errors, and nobody left on base. We're halfway through, and Biloxi leads it big, 11-0 over Chattanooga. We're back in a moment on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Bring the family to the ballpark for Fun Day Sunday at every Shuckers Sunday home game. Kid-friendly events will be available, including pregame autographs, kids run the bases, and a catch on the field after the game. Fans can save over 35% with a Fun Day Sunday package that includes a reserve level seat and a meal voucher. Reserve your tickets today at the Shuckers box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com.
Hey, Shuckers fans, it's your broadcaster, Javik Blake, here to remind you, as the birthplace of Mardi Gras celebrations in Mississippi, the city of Biloxi and the coast have a special place in the holiday's history. For the 2024 season, the Shuckers will take inspiration from the festivities and rebrand as the Biloxi King Cakes on May 11th, June 15th, June 30th, and August 30th. Get your tickets today and join in on the celebration at the Shuckers box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com.
Celebrate the history of America's pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with the events that shape and change the game and our country. And relive the careers of legends who have earned the greatest honor in sports. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org.
We welcome you back to AT&T Field in Chattanooga, where it is all Biloxi. Shuckers lead it 11-0. We end at the bottom of the fifth inning, and Jacob Mizorowski's back to work. First pitch to the righty, Ruben Ibarra. Misses up and in, and the count goes to 1-0. You're just joining us. The Shuckers scored 2 in the first, 4 in the third, 5 in the fifth, and they're up big time, 11-0. They've scored 53 runs in this 7-game road trip. 1-0 pitch. Misses up, flies to the screen. And the count goes to 2 balls and no strikes. Shuckers have had a lot of fun in this ballpark. 11 runs is what they scored 2 nights ago. In an 11-2 win over Chattanooga on Wednesday night. And now they're up 11-0 here in the fifth. 2-0 pitch. Ibarra takes low, and the count goes to 3-0. Mizorowski delivers. Ibarra takes strike one on the outside corner, and the count goes to 3 balls and 1 strike. The 3-1 pitch. Ibarra takes off the outside corner, ball 4, and he emphatically flips his bat to the ground. First walk of the night allowed by Mizorowski.
And it brings up the lefty, Austin Hendrick. Again, it's 11-0 Biloxi. Hendrick's 0-for-1 today with a fly out to left. The pitch. Hendrick takes a curveball low at 78, and the count goes to 1-0. The 1-0 pitch. Swing and a miss from Hendrick, and the count evens 1-1 and 1-1. Shuckers tonight, 11 runs on 10 hits, including a grand slam from Casey Martin. It's the second grand slam of the season from Biloxi. First on the road. The 1-1 pitch. Swing and a miss at a fastball, and the count goes to 1-2. And for Biloxi, talk about a redemption arc. Yesterday, bases loaded, nobody out. In the ninth inning, a chance to take the lead. They did not score. Did not score in the 10th inning. And they lose 5-4. Well, today they've done their job and then some with runners in scoring position. The 1-2 pitch. Hendrick pops it foul, third base side, and into the seats. Count stays at 1-2. Biloxi today, 5-for-9. That's right, 5-for-9 with runners in scoring position. Three different players have multiple runs driven in. Not 8 of the 9 in the lineup have a hit. The pitch, swing and a miss. Curveball low at 82, and Mizorowski, while the Shuckers lineup has been dominant, he's been dominant on the mound. 7 strikeouts tonight, and with one away, the lefty Daniel Veoin steps in. The pitch misses low. Miller blocks it up. It rattles around, hits off of the batter, Veoin, and then the home plate umpire. But Ibarra stays put at first. One out, one on. Mizorowski fires. Lifted foul, third base side, and out of play. And the count evens 1-1. The 1-1 pitch. Slider misses off the outside corner, and the count goes to 2-1. The 2-1 pitch, swing and a miss, curveball at 83, and the count evens 2-2. The 2-2 pitch misses off the inside corner, and the count goes to 3-2. Three balls, two strikes, one away. Mizorowski delivers. Veoin takes off the outside corner, curveball at 82. That's the second walk of the inning. That was Mizorowski's 61st pitch of the night. Pitch count still in terrific shape. It's an 11-0 Shuckers lead. Gives us an opportunity to say hi to our Text the Booth line listeners. Big hello to Kane and Sarah tuning in Biloxi tonight. Big hello to David tuning in Diamond Head. And a big hello to Ty, who's tuning in from Chattanooga. First pitch is a called strike one to the righty, Miguel Hernandez.
As always, you can join in on the Text the Booth line, 601-514-0776. The 0-1 pitch. Hernandez fouls it off his back foot, and the count goes to no balls and two strikes. Oh, and to the count, Mizorowski already with seven strikeouts tonight. Fires home. Hernandez takes off the inside corner, and it hits him. Base is loaded with one away, and it brings up the righty, Bubba Thompson. Nobody's up right now in the Shuckers bullpen. Shortstop Casey Martin comes in for a quick word with Mizorowski. Shuckers up 11 to nothing. We're in the bottom of the fifth inning. Bases loaded, one away. Mizorowski delivers. Righty Thompson swings and misses. Fastball at 97 on the inside corner. And the count goes to no balls and one strike. The pitch. Thompson takes strike two. Fastball on the outside corner at 99. And the count goes to no balls and two strikes. The 0-2 pitch. Thompson fouls it off back to the screen and rolls right back to Mizorowski, who picks it up and flips it towards the third base dugout. And in the count, no balls and two strikes with one away. No balls, two strikes, one away. The pitch. Thompson takes up. It did not miss by much. Curveball at 85. If at all. One ball, two strikes, one away. Bases are loaded for Chattanooga in the fifth. The pitch. Swing and a miss. Curveball down low and away. And Mizorowski has eight strikeouts tonight. With two away, it brings up the lefty Dominic Patelli. Patelli digs in from the left side. Ibarra is at third. Veoin is at second. Hernandez is at first. Shuckers up 11 to nothing in the bottom of the fifth inning. Mizorowski delivers. Patelli takes off the outside corner for ball one. It has really been dominance for Mizorowski with two pitches. Fastball, curveball. The 1-0 pitch. Popped up, third base side, foul territory, out of play. 98-mile-an-hour heater. And the count evens 1-1. The 1-1 pitch. Patelli takes a curveball on the outside corner for strike two. Patelli thought it was a ball and walks away and flips his bat. Calls time. Count at one ball and two strikes. It's 11-0 Biloxi. Mizorowski fires. Patelli takes a curveball off the outside corner at 84. And the count evens 2-2. The 2-2 pitch. Patelli drives it foul, third base side and out of play. Count stays at 2-2. Two balls, two strikes, two away. Mizorowski fires. Patelli takes low and inside, and the count goes full. That was a fastball at 99. Three balls, two strikes, two away with the bases loaded. Mizorowski fires. Patelli takes a curveball. Outside corner, called strike three, and that ends the inning. Jacob Mizorowski has been dominant. Nine strikeouts on the night, and he threw five shutout innings. No runs, no hits, no errors. Three runners left on base. We go to the sixth. 11-0 Biloxi on the Shuckers Radio Network.
Ladner Drugs wants to serve you, offering fast and convenient drive-through service, medication packaging, compounding, unique gifts, decor, and more. Ask about Ladner Drugs' free delivery service. Transfer your prescriptions today and support a local business with two locations. Exit 41 in Wool Market and Highway 49 North in Gulfport next to Taco Sombrero. Let Ladner Drugs hit it out of the park with their hometown service. Ladner Drugs, your local independent pharmacy.
In their 100th year in business, Mississippi Coast Supply offers a luxury showroom for homeowners and design professionals to make hands-on selections for dream kitchens and bathrooms. And if you're remodeling or building, Mississippi Coast Supply has decorative plumbing in a wide range of styles and finishes. Their knowledgeable design team will help you find the best fixtures to fit your style and budget. Serving South Mississippi for 100 years, Mississippi Coast Supply Company, 241 Kyvett Street in Biloxi.
For auto parts, there's no need to run all over town. Stop into VJ's Auto Parts in D'Iberville and Biloxi. VJ's has your best selection of auto parts, truck accessories, and custom parts. And yes, even those hard-to-find rare parts you probably won't find anywhere else. Did I mention boat trailer parts? VJ's has them too. They also offer convenient computer diagnostics to find any automotive problem you may be having. Visit VJ'sAutoParts.com. VJ's Auto Parts, D'Iberville and Biloxi, proud sponsor of Shuckers Baseball.
Hi, this is Jacob Mizorowski. You're listening to the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Jacob Mizorowski's dominated. The Shuckers' offense has also been dominant. It is an 11-0 Shuckers lead. Jacob Mizorowski, five shutout innings, one hit allowed, and nine strikeouts. Meanwhile, the Shuckers have struck out four times. They have walked five times and have 10 hits. Carlos Rodriguez up, first pitch. Is ruled the ball off the outside corner. From the new righty, Brooks Crawford. 94-mile-an-hour heater is his first pitch. He comes in for the righty, Owen Holt, who gave up five runs on four hits and two and a third. The pitch. Rodriguez slices it towards left center. Thompson, the center fielder's over. Sticks up his mitt, makes the catch. Brings up the righty, Brock Wolkin. Wilkin today, 2-for-3 with a single and a double. Crawford makes his 20th appearance of the year, a 3.83 ERA in 44 and two-thirds innings. 21 walks, 48 strikeouts, and opponents hitting 215 against him. The pitch. Wilkin takes a strike at the letters. A slider at 85. And it's an 11-0 lead for Biloxi. 11 runs, 10 hits, no errors. The righty Crawford delivers. Wilkin takes off the inside corner. Fastball at 94. And the count evens 1-1. The 1-1 pitch. Wilkin takes a strike at the knees, a slider at 85. And the count goes to 1-2. The pitch home. Wilkin fouls it back. Fastball in on the hands at 96. The count at 1-2. One out, nobody on. 11-0 Biloxi. He scored 5 runs last inning. The 1-2 pitch. Wilkin nubs it, first base side. Northcutt, the first baseman, charges, grabs it, charges over to the bag himself, and retires Wilkin for the second out. Gives us a chance to take 10 seconds for station identification on the Shuckers Radio Network.
Cruisin', WGCM Gulfport and W265DH Gulfport, the flagship stations for Biloxi Shuckers baseball.
Welcome back to AT&T Field in Chattanooga. Lefty Darian Miller digs in against the righty Brooks Crawford. The pitch misses low and inside, and the count goes to 1-0. It is all Biloxi. 11 runs, 10 hits, no errors, and the lookouts, no runs, one hit, and no errors. The 1-0 pitch. Miller pops it up behind third. It trails into foul territory. Hernandez, the third baseman, under it, makes the catch, and that finishes out the inning. It's a 1-2-3 sixth from Biloxi, and we head to the bottom half of the inning. It is 11-0 Biloxi, and Jacob Mizorowski, 9 strikeouts, looking for back-to-back 10-plus strikeout performances. Comes right next right here on the Shuckers Radio Network.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that Grand Slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham Rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Hey, this is Mason Fitzpatrick, Senior Account Executive with the Biloxi Shuckers. The Cloud 7 Skybox at the ballpark offers an upscale indoor-outdoor baseball experience. Enjoy great views from the suite level of the ballpark while dining on delicious food and unlimited beverage service in an air-conditioned lounge throughout Shuckers home games. For more information to book your group outing, visit BiloxiShuckers.com or call 228-233-3465.
Hey, this is Macon with the Biloxi Shuckers. Treat your youth team to an MVP experience with the Shuckers Field of Dreams package, perfect for your youth baseball and softball players. Your package includes taking the field with the Shuckers for the national anthem, a team photo, food vouchers, and recognition on the video board. For more information and to schedule your outing, visit BiloxiShuckers.com or call at 228-233-3465.
Welcome back to Chattanooga. Javik Blake back alongside you as the righty Francisco Urbanez digs in against the righty Jacob Mizorowski. First pitch of the inning is a called strike one. Fastball on the outside corner at 94. And the count goes to no balls and a strike. Shuckers are up by a healthy margin. It is 11-0. The 0-1 pitch misses up and away, and the count evens 1-1. Mizorowski's been dominant for the second consecutive start. He's allowed just one hit, 3 walks, 9 strikeouts over 5 innings. 1-1 pitch is a curveball and a called strike two. Mizorowski, 1 strike away from back-to-back 10 strikeout performances and back-to-back starts. The 1-2 pitch, Urbanez takes just low, and the count evens 2-2. Mizorowski last time out, 10 strikeouts over a career-high 6 1/3 innings. The 2-2 pitch, Urbanez pops it up behind second. O'Ray and Martin converge. Martin, the shortstop, takes control 2 feet behind second. He makes the catch and retires Urbanez for the out. One away, and it brings up the switch hitter, Ivan Johnson, from the left side. That was Mizorowski's 81st pitch of the night. We'll see how long Fidel Pena's leash is on him this inning. Johnson 1-for-2 today with a double back in the fourth. It's 11-0 Biloxi. The pitch. Johnson checks his swing, misses low. He does not go with an 82-mile-an-hour curveball. And the count goes to 1-0. The 1-0 pitch. Johnson takes a strike. Curveball at 83, and the count evens 1-1. Mizorowski's also dominated today on practically two pitches, the fastball and the curveball. The 1-1 pitch. Johnson swings and misses. Chases a slider on the outside corner at 90 miles an hour. It's the first time he's thrown that pitch in a long while. And a count of 1-2. The 1-2 pitch. Johnson swings and misses, and there it is. Back-to-back starts with 10 strikeouts for Mizorowski, and he gets Johnson swinging on a 94-mile-an-hour slider. ...20 strikeouts on this road trip and two starts for Mizorowski. Two out, nobody on. It's 11-0 Biloxi in the sixth. The pitch misses way outside, and the count goes to 1-0. The pitch is rolled left side of the infield. Martin backhands it at short. Jump throw to first, one hop, and it's not in time. Wide of the bag. Northcutt reaches with a single. And it puts a man on with 2 away for the righty, Ruben Ibarra. Mizorowski is out giving Martin props on the hill just for keeping it in the infield. With two outs, the righty, Ruben Ibarra, stands in. He's 0-for-1 today. The pitch misses low. Miller blocks it up, and the count goes to 1-0. Northcutt takes a short lead off first. It's 11-0 Checkers in the bottom of the sixth. The 1-0 pitch. Ibarra takes away, and the count goes to 2-0. The 2-0 pitch, Ibarra pops it up. Out to right, Scott towards the right field line, now comes in on it, makes the catch, and Mizorowski, 6 shutout innings. He's recorded 10 strikeouts in his second consecutive start. No runs, 1 hit, no errors, 1 runner left on base, and we move to the 7th. It is all Biloxi, 11-0. On the Biloxi Checkers Radio Network.
If you're 65 or over, stop looking for the perfect doctor's office. We've found it for you. CenterWell, home to a complete care team that supports you. CenterWell addresses every dimension of your health, physical, mental, and social. At CenterWell, everything is senior-centered and designed to help seniors live happier, healthier lives with same-day appointments, on-site labs, and convenient locations. Come see it for yourself. CenterWell, senior primary care. Edgewater Village, Biloxi, Highway 49, Gulfport. Call 228-712-0917.
This is Rochelle with Healing Garden Therapies in Gulfport, and we know it's been a long month. All that stress, all that soreness, and all that exhaustion, we get it. But at Healing Gardens, our job is to fix those problems for you. Try a relaxing massage or a deep tissue. Try a facial or a body treatment. Whatever it takes, Healing Garden Therapies will have you back in gear and ready to take on the world. Schedule your professional appointment today by phone or online at hgtms.com.
When I think about summertime, it makes me want to go to a baseball game.
Oh, that does sound like fun. When I think of summertime, it really makes me want ice cream.
Oh, let's do both. We can go see the Biloxi Shuckers play, and then we can go have ice cream at Chillville and Gulfport.
That does sound like a win-win to me. I'll take a bubble cone, please.
Oh, I'm sticking with a classic banana split. Oh, or maybe a root beer float. Oh, wait, maybe a boozy float.
That all sounds so delicious. Chillville and Gulfport is a proud sponsor of the Biloxi Shuckers.
Hello, this is Mike Guerrero, and you are listening to the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
We enter the top of the seventh inning, and behind a dominant night from Jacob Mizorowski and a dominant night from the Shuckers lineup, it is 11-0 Biloxi. And the righty Brooks Crawford faces the lefty Connor Scott, who leads it off for Biloxi in the seventh. Crawford delivers. Scott takes away, and the count goes to 1-0. Shuckers are all over Chattanooga. It is an 11-0 Biloxi lead. Shuckers have done it in dominant fashion. 1-0 pitch. Scott takes low, and the count goes to 2-0. Biloxi 2 in the first, 4 in the third, 5 in the fifth. The pitch is a slider, and that's called a strike. He bends out of the way, and it's still ruled a strike. Count of 2-1. The 2-1 pitch, Scott swings and misses. Slider at 81. And the count evens 2-2. Scott calls time and steps out. The 2-2 pitch. Scott swings and misses. Slider off the outside corner at 83. And now one away for the righty Lamar Sparks. It brings up Lamar Sparks. Right-handed bat against the righty Crawford. The pitch. Sparks swings and misses. Slider off the outside corner at 79. And the count goes to no balls and one strike. The pitch is a called strike at the knees. And the count goes to no balls and two strikes. The 0-2 pitch. Sparks swings and misses. Chases a high slider out of the zone at 79. And it's back-to-back strikeouts from Crawford this inning. Brings up the lefty Ernesto Martinez Jr. It's five straight retired by Crawford tonight. Two out, nobody on. The pitch. Martinez takes a curveball low, and the count goes to 1-0. The 1-0 pitch. Martinez takes at the knees for strike one. The slider at 81. The pitch, Martinez takes low, and the count goes to 2-1. Two balls, one strike, two away. The pitch, Martinez drives it down the left field line. It tails foul into the seats, and the count evens 2-2. Two balls, two strikes, two away. Crawford fires. Martinez swings and misses. Slider off the outside corner at 83. And that finishes off a perfect top of the seventh from Crawford. No runs, no hits, no errors. Nobody left on base. And it's time to stretch in Chattanooga. 11-0 Biloxi on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Join the Shuckers in honoring servicemen and women on Military Wednesday at the ballpark. At every Wednesday home game, all military personnel can receive a $3 discount on dugout, box, and reserve level tickets. The Shuckers will also honor military members with their special military-themed alternate jerseys. For game time, schedules, and tickets, visit the Shuckers box office and BiloxiShuckers.com.
And we're back with the action. Coke Zero Sugar might be the best Coke ever?
That's right, Jim. With an irresistible taste and zero sugar, Coke Zero Sugar is a must-try for any sports fan. So make sure you... Wait, Jim, I didn't mean try it right now. We're still on the air.
Best Coke ever? Take a taste, Jen.
Really?
No, not right now, Jen. We got a game to call.
The brand new Shucker Shop is your destination for all Shuckers, King Cakes, and Beach Chickens merchandise. Doubling in size this past offseason, make sure to stop by for hats, apparels, novelties, and more. Visit the shop at the ballpark or visit them online at shuckers.milbstore.com.
Bottom of the seventh, Jacob Mizorowski done for the day after six shutout innings. And the Shuckers turn to the most fashionable reliever in minor league baseball. The righty Nick Merkel delivers home, and the lefty Austin Hendricks swings and misses for strike one. It's Nick Merkel rocking the Reebok Rizig cleats like it's 2012 out in the hill. The 0-1 pitch, Hendricks swings and misses. Slider at 83, and the count goes to no balls and two strikes. It is 11-0 Biloxi. Mizorowski, six innings, two hits, no runs, two walks, 10 strikeouts, and he throws 90 pitches. Season high in pitches, ties his season high in strikeouts. 0-2 pitch. Misses low and inside, and the count goes to 1-2. The pitch, swing and a miss. Curveball at 81. Hendricks strikes out for the second time tonight. And now one away for the lefty, Daniel Vaoe. It's an 11-0 Shuckers lead. One out, nobody on in the bottom of the seventh. The pitch is a curveball low, and the count goes to 1-0. Time to take a look at the Owa Parks and Resorts scoreboard update. Plan your visit today at visitowa.com. Two games final in the system. 1-0 pitch. Vaoeen drives it out to left. Sparks, the left fielder, finds it in the lights. Now charges in under it, and he makes the catch. Two away, and the righty Miguel Hernandez digs in. Both finals from earlier today in the system. Brewers 1 defeats the DSL Braves 5-1 in the Dominican Republic. Brewers 2 falls to Guardians Mendoza 7-5 as well. One game postponed. Carolina and Fredericksburg will make it up with 2 tomorrow. Everything else in action in the system. Merkel fires. Hernandez takes off the outside corner for ball 1.
Top seven, Nashville leads Iowa by a 3-2 score. Bottom of the seventh, Wisconsin leads West Michigan 6-0. And then the top of the second, the ACL Brewers and ACL D-backs are scoreless in Maryville. The pitch shoots it foul, first base side, off the netting. And the count evens 1-1. The Brewers at the big league level up 3-2, down 3-2 against the Nationals in the top of the fifth inning. One and one, the count with two away. Hernandez 0-for-1 tonight, got hit by a pitch back in the fifth. The pitch, swing and a miss. Knuckle curve low at 82, and the count goes to 1-2. The 1-2 pitch, slider hammered out to deep left. It tails towards the foul pole, and it is foul. A very, very long strike two. One ball, two strikes, two away. Merkel sent up the letters, delivers. Hernandez drives it towards deep center. Rodriguez turns around, sprints back on, and reaches up, and he makes the grab. A 1-2-3 inning for Nick Merkel sends us to the eighth inning. Still all Biloxi, 11-0 in this one. We're back in a moment on the Shuckers Radio Network.
Hi, I'm Stephen Hampton with Sully's. People often ask, what makes Sully's so good? It's really simple. We serve certified Angus beef and USDA prime steaks. We add this high-quality beef to our chuck roast and grind in-house the best burger and hamburger steak in these parts. Every dish is cooked to order every time. So come have lunch or dinner served from a microwave-free kitchen. With our unmatched food quality and down-to-earth customer service, we're sure you'll be satisfied. Sully's, we're not too fancy, just really good.
Sully's in Hattiesburg, Petal, and downtown Gulfport.
Hey everybody, I'm Sean Cross to tell you about my good friend Brian Hagwood at Headliners Plus in Gulfport. For over 25 years, he's been repairing upholstery on the coast, from simple headliners to the most advanced hot rod interiors. No job is too small, from automotive seats to marine and aviation upholstery. Headliners Plus can also give your business a facelift with reupholstery for your restaurant, waiting room, or business. From French seam to diamond tuck, we've got you covered at Headliners Plus, 34th Street, Gulfport. Stop by for a free quote.
Custom Build Trailers of Mississippi. If they don't have it, they'll build it. For business or personal use, Custom Build Trailers of Mississippi in Seminary has your trailer solution. Livestock trailers, gooseneck flatbed trailers, single and tandem axle utility trailers, enclosed trailers, dump trailers, and more. Attention cruisers, check out their selection of bumper pull car haulers. Perfect for hauling any size vehicle. Ask about trailer trade-ins and 0% financing. Custom Build Trailers of Mississippi, 1335 Highway 49 South in Seminary. Call 601-722-9581. CustomBuildTrailersMS.com.
We end at the top of the eighth inning, and the righty Brooks Crawford is out for his third inning on the hit. He's done a good job keeping the Shuckers offense quiet. They scored 11 runs in the first five innings. They have not scored since. Faces the switch hitter Xavier Warren that digs in from the left side. Crawford delivers. Warren pops it up a mile and a half high. First base side foul territory. North cut over, and it's into the seats. Somebody went up to try and grab it with their hat, and that did not go well. They did not end up with the baseball, but they do still have a hat, which I guess is half the battle. 0-1 the count to Warren, the very back of the left-handed box. He's 1-for-3 tonight. The 0-1 pitch is a called strike at the knees. Well, Chattanooga tonight is honoring the history of tow trucks, which is a large thing. They have an international tow trucking museum here in Chattanooga. They're rebranding tonight as the Chattanooga Wreckers.
0-2 pitch. Misses low when the count goes to 1-2. And in the most ironic of circumstances, we're about 20 minutes away from first pitch earlier today. You look out beyond the left field wall, and what do you know? A car had broken down. And that was only the start of the story. 1-2 pitch misses off the outside corner, and the count evens 2-2. And you look out there, and all of a sudden, there's a little bit of smoke. Then there's more. Then there's a little bit more. There's no fire truck or ambulance there yet. The people who were in the car had walked away, which is the thankful part in this situation, because the smoke didn't stop. 2-2 pitch. Warren swings and misses. Tips it into Veoian's mitt behind the plate for strike three. And there's one away. One out, nobody on. Brings up the righty Casey Martin, and it's 11-0 Biloxi. Well, the car is getting smokier and smokier, and all of a sudden it starts looking a little orange. It caught on fire outside the ballpark pregame. And what do you know? They needed a tow truck. The pitch is a called strike, and the count goes 0-1. Now, we can report that everybody was okay. There was nobody in the car when it caught on fire. At some points, it started making noises like things were popping off and starting to explode. The 0-1 pitch fouled back, and the count goes 0-2. But the fire trucks arrived in time before the whole thing went kaboom. They hosed it down, and a tow truck took it away. Not the one that's out in front of the ballpark today. They do have an orange one on display outside of AT&T Field tonight. Not that one. It was a different one. The 0-2 pitch. Martin takes up and away, and the count goes to 1-2. But isn't that wild? On the night that the lookouts are honoring the history of tow trucks and wreckers, there was one needed 20 minutes before first pitch. 1-2 pitch, slider, swing, and a miss. And Martin's down on strikes. That's five straight strikeouts from Crawford. And it brings up the lefty, Dylan O'Ray, with two outs. You never know what you're going to see in a minor league baseball park. 11 runs, a grand slam, 10 strikeouts, and a car on fire. All in a day's work. The lefty, Dylan O'Ray, digs in. He's 0 for 4 tonight. The pitch to him is a curveball and a called strike one. Two outs in the top of the eighth inning. It is 11-0 Biloxi. Crawford fires. Misses low and away, and the count evens 1-1. The 1-1 pitch. O'Ray checks his swing on a curveball low, and the count goes to 2-1. The pitch. O'Ray chops it right side of the infielder. Baez, the second baseman, charges, gloves, flips to first, and that finishes out the inning. Crawford has entered this game and retired 9 in a row. And we're through 7.5. In the eighth, no runs, no hits, no errors, nobody left on base. We're through 7.5. It's 11-0 Biloxi on the Shuckers Radio Network.
Hey guys, splash in with the newest attraction at the ballpark, Schooner Splash Zone, presented by Gulf Breeze Landscaping. Schooner Splash Zone offers a safe aquatic experience for kids of all ages with over 20 different water spray features. It includes some big and small nautical-themed features, multiple ground sprays, hey, and even a slide. The Splash Zone is free for all kids to use during the 2024 season, so reserve your tickets today at the Shuckers box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com.
There is a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and memorable moments. Make your plans today for July 19th through the 22nd for the induction of Adrian Beltre, Todd Helton, Jim Leland, and Joe Mauer, the class of 2024. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown.
Thirsty Thursday presented by PBR, Coca-Cola, and Kicker 108 is back. Kick off the weekend with $2 PBR bottles, drafts, hot dogs, and Coca-Cola products. Fans can splash in with $4 draft beer specials on Miller Lite and Coors Light at the first and third base beer gardens. Fans can also cash in on almost 60% savings with the Thirsty Thursday deal, which includes a reserve level ticket and two drink vouchers for $16 in advance. Reserve your seats today at the Shuckers box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com.
Hi, this is Noah Campbell, and you're listening to the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
We head to the bottom of the eighth inning. Shuckers have a new pitcher. It is the lefty Nate Peterson, who enters for the righty Nick Merkel. Pitches a scoreless seventh on 11 pitches. Fires the side in order with a strikeout. And Peterson inherits an 11-0 Shuckers lead. First pitch to the righty, Bubba Thompson comes home. And it's a called strike one. Pounds them in at 92 with a fastball. It's been a terrific night at the ballpark for the Biloxi Shuckers. 11 runs, 10 hits, no errors. The pitching staff has shut down the lookouts. The pitch, swing and a miss. Slider at 86. And the count goes to no balls and two strikes. Jacob Mizorowski got the start, 6 shutout innings, 10 strikeouts, 2 walks on a season-high 90 pitches. The 0-2 pitch, Thompson swings and misses. Curveball low at 83. And now one away for the lefty, Dominic Patelli. And maybe the most interesting part of Mizorowski's night is he dominated Chattanooga by throwing all but 5 of his pitches as either a fastball or a slider. He went 47% fastball tonight. The pitch is a called strike one in the outside corner. Fastball at 92. He went 47% fastball, 47% curveball, and 6% slider. The 0-1 pitch to the lefty, Patelli. Swing and a miss. Swings out of his shoes on a slider at 84. And the count goes to no balls and two strikes. It is hard to be better than what Jacob Mizorowski is right now. Last two starts, 20 strikeouts, 4 walks, 1 run allowed, and 12 and a third innings. The pitch misses low. And the count goes to 1-2. The pitch, swing and a miss. Slider off the outside corner at 82. And now two away for the righty, Francisco Urbaez. Peterson is making his 17th appearance of the season, his 8th out of the bullpen. 4.34 ERA in 56 innings, 26 walks, 57 strikeouts. Opponents hitting .274 against him. Pitch to the righty, Urbaez misses up and in, and the count goes to 1-0. The 1-0 pitch misses up and in, and the count goes to 2 balls and no strikes. Urbaez tonight is 0 for 3. The pitch, hammer, out to deep left, sparks back on it, looks up at the warning track, sizes it up, and he makes the catch. A deep fly out to left center finishes off a perfect 8th inning from Nate Peterson. No runs, no hits, no errors, nobody left on base, and we go to the ninth. 11-0 Shuckers on the Biloxi Shuckers
Radio Network.
Ladner Drugs wants to serve you, offering fast and convenient drive-through service, medication packaging, compounding, unique gifts, decor, and more. Ask about Ladner Drugs' free delivery service. Transfer your prescriptions today and support a local business with two locations, Exit 41 in Wool Market and Highway 49 North in Gulfport next to Taco Sombrero. Let Ladner Drugs hit it out of the park with their hometown service. Ladner Drugs, your local independent pharmacy.
In their 100th year in business, Mississippi Coast Supply offers a luxury showroom for homeowners and design professionals to make hands-on selections for dream kitchens and bathrooms. And if you're remodeling or building, Mississippi Coast Supply has decorative plumbing in a wide range of styles and finishes. Their knowledgeable design team will help you find the best fixtures to fit your style and budget. Serving South Mississippi for 100 years, Mississippi Coast Supply Company, 241 Kyvette Street in Biloxi.
For auto parts, there's no need to run all over town. Stop into VJ's Auto Parts in D'Iberville and Biloxi. VJ's has your best selection of auto parts, truck accessories, and custom parts. And yes, even those hard-to-find rare parts you probably won't find anywhere else. Did I mention boat trailer parts? VJ's has them too. They also offer convenient computer diagnostics to find any automotive problem you may be having. Visit VJ'sAutoParts.com. VJ's Auto Parts, D'Iberville and Biloxi, proud sponsor of Shuckers Baseball.
G'day, it's Josh Spence, and you're listening to the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Top of the ninth inning, and it is all Biloxi, 11-0 over Chattanooga. Already Brooks Crawford delivers. Lefty Carlos Rodriguez takes up. And the count goes to 1-0. Rodriguez is 1-for-4 tonight with a single back in the first inning. Crawford delivers. Rodriguez takes a curveball low, and the count goes to 2-0. Shuckers tonight, 11 runs on 10 hits. All of that came in the first five innings. They have been held hitless since. 9 up, 9 down from the righty Crawford. The 2-0 pitch. Rodriguez drives it out to left center. Thompson over into the alleyway, and it drops in for a single. Well, that breaks the streak. It's the first hit since Casey Martin's grand slam in the fifth inning. And Rodriguez has a multi-hit night. It's Rodriguez's 19th multi-hit game of the season. Off the bat at 100 miles an hour, and the righty Brock Wilkin digs in. Wilkins had himself another terrific night. 2-for-4. The pitch misses off the outside corner with a slider. And the count goes to 1-ball and no strikes. Wilkin, now this week, is 6-for-16. A double, 3 homers, 4 driven in, and 2 walks. The 1-0 pitch. Wilkin takes a strike on the inside corner, and the count evens 1-1. Wilkin drafted all of a year ago. Already one of the more dominant players in the Southern League over the past 6 weeks. 1-1 pitch is popped up. First base side. Northcutt, the first baseman, into foul territory. Larson vacates the coach's box, and Northcutt makes the catch. One out, one on, and the lefty Terry Miller digs in. Miller, 1-for-2 tonight. The pitch is a slider and a called strike one. Walked in the first, walked in the fifth, singled in the third. He's reached base 3 times. The pitch is a slider and a called strike two. This is the final era of music the ballpark DJ has not hit tonight. We get the early 2010s Bastille playing at the ballpark. The 0-2 pitch. Miller takes off the outside corner, and the count goes to 1-2. We've heard everything tonight. Chapel Roan. That would be classified as probably 2020s. Michael Jackson. I think we've heard some ABBA at one point. Bastille. 1-2 pitch. Miller nubs it back to the mound. Crawford turns around, fires to second for one. Battelli's throw to first is in time. And it just beats Miller. 1-6-3 double play ends the top of the ninth, and we go to the bottom of the ninth inning. 11-0 Biloxi on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Hey guys, Trey Bowman, head groundskeeper of Biloxi Shuckers. Rep the Shuckers all season long with T-Shirt Tuesday at Shuckers Ballpark. Be one of the first 250 through the gates during every Tuesday home game and receive a special Shuckers T-shirt. Each Tuesday features a different design, so you don't want to miss out. Reserve your tickets today at Shuckers box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com.
Be the all-star of your team with the sweet experience at the ballpark. With an indoor air-conditioned hospitality area and outdoor seating, a suite is the perfect way to entertain clients, reward employees, or bring your group out for a night of Biloxi Shuckers baseball. For more information and to reserve your suite, visit BiloxiShuckers.com or call at 228-233-3465.
Pups to the ballpark with Bark in the Park during select Wednesday home games throughout the 2024 season. Fans and their four-legged friends can purchase tickets for $15 in advance and sit in dog-friendly sections 117 and 119. For more information and tickets, visit BiloxiShuckers.com.
We head to the bottom of the ninth inning. Shuckers three outs away from clinching at least a series split. And they're trying to do it in dominant style. It is 11-0 Biloxi. Nate Peterson fires his final warm-up toss, and Darian Miller fires it second. 11 runs and 11 hits for Biloxi. It has been an all-around performance. Doesn't matter if it's the offense, the pitching, the defense. Mizorowski, 10 strikeouts and 6 shutout innings. Shuckers offense has put up 11 runs. Casey Martin, a grand slam in the fifth inning. And the lefty Peterson delivers to Johnson, who ropes it up the middle into center for a single. That's just the third hit of the night for Chattanooga. And the righty Nick Northcutt stands in. Shuckers will be back at it tomorrow, and this Chattanooga lineup does not get a day off. The Shuckers rotation, one of the best in double-A with the amount of just raw talent guys have. And tomorrow, the Lookouts get the fun matchup of facing Logan Henderson. Righty Northcutt up, pitch to him, misses off the outside corner, and the count goes to 1-0. Logan Henderson, since he's arrived in double-A, has been nothing short of dominant. 5 starts. And he has a 1.75 ERA with 34 strikeouts and 4 walks. Northcutt hits this one deep left. Foul. And the count evens 1-1. Off the bat at 105 miles an hour, just ahead of a slider. And the count evens 1-1. But Henderson, 34 strikeouts, 4 walks. Opponents hitting 204 against him. He'll get the start tomorrow for Biloxi against the righty Jose Acuna. 0-1. Right-handed arm for Chattanooga. The 1-1 pitch misses off the outside corner, and the count goes to 2-1. The Shuckers are up big time tonight, looking to continue what has been a dominant road trip. Shuckers won 5 of 6 on this trip. 2-1 pitch, swing and a miss, slider back towards the inside corner. And the count evens 2-2. The 2-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. Slider low at 84. Northcutt strikes out. Now one away for the righty, Ruben Ibarra. Ibarra digs in very back of the right-handed box. Peterson delivers. Ibarra swings and misses. Buries a curveball low at 84. And the count goes to no balls and one strike. The 0-1 pitch. Ibarra takes off the inside corner and smacks off of Miller's glove up the third base line, but Johnson stays put. The count evens 1-1. Ibarra is 0-2 tonight with a walk. Peterson delivers. Ibarra takes a slider low, and the count goes to 2-1. For Chattanooga, barring a miracle comeback, will lose their 61st game of the year tonight. It's been a team where, especially in the second half, the runs allowed have been a big factor on the team's record. They're 4-11 entering today. The pitch, Ibarra swings and misses at a slider at 81, and the count evens 2-2. On the season, they are the only team in the Southern League with an ERA above 4, and it's at 4.90. 5.3 runs allowed per game. The offense, the better part of the second half, has quite simply been shut down by opposing pitching. Last night, they scored 5 runs. It was the third time in their last 9 they had scored more than 5. The 2-2 pitch, slider, Ibarra fouls it off, and the count stays at 2-2. But over that 9-game span, they had scored exactly 2 runs 4 different times. Two balls, 2 strikes, 1 away. The Shackers have had quite the run in Chattanooga this week. 2-2 pitch to Ibarra. Broken bat, soft roller to second. O'Reilly has it, slings to the first. It's in time. Johnson to second. Ibarra's retired. And now 2 down and a runner on second for the lefty, Austin Hendrick. The pitch to the lefty. Hendrick takes a slider away, and the count goes to 1-0. By the way, we'd like to give one more hello on the text of the booth line to Creole, who is tuning in from uptown New Orleans tonight. Creole, cutest dog listener we have here on the Biloxi Shackers Radio Network. The 1-0 pitch. Hendrick chops a slider foul, and the count evens 1-1. The big hello to his humans as well, Mr. and Mrs. Blackwell. Shackers will be back home next Friday. Creole will be right there outside the Shackers dugout, first base side. Shackers will open up with 3 at home out of the All-Star break. The 1-1 pitch shoots it foul, third base side, in and out of the lookout's dugout. The count goes to 1-2. Shackers will play 27 in their final 51 at home. Get your tickets today at BiloxiShackers.com. Here the Shackers are trying to get the win. 1 ball, 2 strikes, 2 away. Peterson sets. Now delivers. Hendrick takes up, and the count evens 2-2. Two balls, two strikes, two away. It is 11-0 Checkers in the bottom of the ninth inning. Peterson fires. Hendrick takes off the outside corner. Did not miss by much. Fastball at 92. And the count goes full. Three balls, two strikes, two away. Now the pitch. Rolled foul, third base side, and we'll do it one more time. It is 11-0 Biloxi. Two out and a runner on second in the bottom of the ninth inning. Two pitch. Misses low and away on a slider. And Hendrick drives a walk. Two out, two on. And Daniel Veoe stands in from the left side against the lefty Peterson. Peterson sets. Now delivers. Veoeen takes a strike top of the zone at 91. And the count goes to no balls and a strike. The pitch. Slider called the strike of the outside corner. And the count goes to no balls and two strikes. Galaxy. One strike away from their 11th win in the first 16 games this second half. No balls, two strikes, two away. Peterson stares in, now comes set. He fires home. Veoeen checks his swing on a slider, does not go. Pitch misses away, and the count goes to 1-2. Peterson delivers, misses up and in, and the count evens 2-2. The 2-2 pitch, slider misses away, and the count goes full. Second consecutive full count for Peterson. Hendrick at first, Johnson at second, will both be off with the pitch. It is 11-0 Biloxi, two outs, bottom nine. The payoff pitch, runners go. Veoeen takes strike three on the outside corner, and that ends it. Biloxi gets a dominant win tonight, 11-0 over Chattanooga. Checkers improved to 41-42 on the season. 11-5 in the second half. Lookouts fall to 24-61 on the season. 4-12 in the second half. Mizorowski the win, his third of the year. He's at 3-3 with the record on the season. Kevin Abel the loss falls to 4-3. 11 runs, 11 hits, no errors for Biloxi. No runs, 3 hits, and no errors for Chattanooga. We'll take a break, wrap it all up next with the Ground Zero Blues Club postgame show. Checkers win it big, 11-0 on the Biloxi Checkers Radio Network.
Hey, everybody. Jackson Rainey, assistant groundskeeper of the Biloxi Shuckers. Celebrate your next birthday Shucker style at the ballpark. Packages are available for all ages to create your best birthday party. All parties include 10 tickets and 10 food vouchers. The celebration continues with a special Shuckers birthday gift and a pregame video board recognition. For more information and to schedule your Shucktastic party, visit BiloxiShuckers.com or call at 228-233-3465.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Favorite jeans, favorite shirt. Got to neck a sausage and I'm firing it up. Yeah, everybody knows it's how I get my grill on.
Shuckers fans, Kaneko Sausage is the exclusive sausage supplier and hot dog provider of the Biloxi Shuckers. Find them at your next trip to the ballpark, your local grocer, or visit them today at KanekaSausage.com.
It's how I get my grill on.
Brew Crew Tuesdays, presented by Coors Light, are back at the ballpark for the 2024 Shuckers season. Splash in with a 20-ounce souvenir tumbler for $13 with $7 refills at the first and third base beer gardens. Reserve your tickets and join the fun today at the Shuckers box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com.
It's time to wrap up today's action. Welcome inside the Ground Zero Blues Club postgame show. Let's send it back to the Ground Zero Blues Club broadcast booth on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network and WGCM.
Welcome inside the Ground Zero Blues Club postgame show from the Ground Zero Blues Club broadcast booth on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network. Shuckers get a dominant all-around win, 11 runs, 11 hits, no errors, while Chattanooga, no runs, 3 hits, and no errors. Jacob Mizorowski, the win in a dominant performance. 6 shutout innings, 10 strikeouts, no hits, 2 walks, 2 hits allowed on a season-high 90 pitches. He earns the win, 3-3 on the season. Kevin Abel, the loss, he allows 6 runs on 6 hits and 3 walks in 2 2/3 innings. He falls to 4-3. Biloxi, 11 runs, 11 hits, no errors, leads the way to their 6th win out of 7 on this road trip. They're at 41-42 on the season, 11-5 in the second half. Chattanooga, meanwhile, has lost 8 of 11. They're at 24-61 on the season, 4-12 in the second half. Time to take a look at tonight's scoring summary. Shuckers got the scoring started early. 2 RBI double from Connor Scott to the wall in right center in the first. Shuckers then plated 4 more in the third on a bases loaded, bases clearing triple from Ernesto Martinez Jr. off the wall in center. Xavier Warren then drove in Martinez with an RBI single to left center. That made it 6-0. Then in the fifth inning, Lamar Sparks an RBI single. And the big one that broke the game wide open, Casey Martin, the Shuckers' second grand slam of the season, made it 11-0. Shuckers' pitching staff combines with Jacob Mizorowski, Nick Merkel, and Nate Peterson to close out the win and shut out Chattanooga. 11-0 the final. Shuckers win it over Chattanooga. We'll take a break when we come back. Time to wrap everything up on the Owa Parks and Resort scoreboard update. That comes your way next right here on the Shuckers Radio Network.
If you're 65 or over, stop looking for the perfect doctor's office. We've found it for you. CenterWell, home to a complete care team that supports you. CenterWell addresses every dimension of your health, physical, mental, and social. At CenterWell, everything is senior-centered and designed to help seniors live happier, healthier lives with same-day appointments, on-site labs, and convenient locations. Come see it for yourself. CenterWell, senior primary care. Edgewater Village, Biloxi, Highway 49, Gulfport. Call 228-712-0916.
This is Rochelle with Healing Garden Therapies in Gulfport, and we know it's been a long month. All that stress, all that soreness, and all that exhaustion, we get it. but at Healing Gardens, our job is to fix those problems for you. Try a relaxing massage or a deep tissue. Try a facial or a body treatment. Whatever it takes, Healing Garden Therapies will have you back in gear and ready to take on the world. Schedule your professional appointment today by phone or online at hgtms.com.
When I think about summertime, it makes me want to go to a baseball game.
Oh, that does sound like fun. When I think of summertime, it really makes me want ice cream.
Oh, let's do both. We can go see the Biloxi Shuckers play, and then we can go have ice cream at Chillville in Gulfport.
That does sound like a win-win to me. I'll take a bubble cone, please.
Oh, I'm sticking with a classic banana split. Oh, or maybe a root beer float. Oh, wait, maybe a boozy float.
That all sounds so delicious. Chillville in Gulfport is a proud sponsor of the Biloxi Shuckers.
Hi, I'm Stephen Hampton with Sully's. People often ask, what makes Sully's so good? It's really simple. We serve certified Angus beef and USDA prime steaks. We add this high-quality beef to our chuck roast and grind in-house the best burger and hamburger steak in these parts. Every dish is cooked to order every time. So come have lunch or dinner served from a microwave-free kitchen. With our unmatched food quality and down-to-earth customer service, we're sure you'll be satisfied. Sully's, we're not too fancy, just really good.
Sully's in Hattiesburg, Petal, and downtown Gulfport.
Welcome back inside the Ground Zero Blues Club broadcast booth and the Ground Zero Blues Club postgame show on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network. Reminder fans that every foul ball tonight was brought to you by Glass Doctor, whether it's your windshield or any other type of damage. Call Glass Doctor at 228-641-9167 or visit gulfcoast.glassdoctor.com. Shuckers win it big time, 11-0 over the Chattanooga Lookouts. 11 runs, 11 hits, and no errors for Biloxi. No runs, 3 hits, and no errors for Chattanooga. Shuckers with the win have won 6 of 7 on this road trip. They're 41-42 on the season. A South Division best, 11-5 in the second half. Chattanooga at 24-61, 4-12 in the second half. They're getting ready for fireworks. That'll be the noises you'll hear in the background momentarily here at AT&T Field. But with that, it's time to take a look at the Owa Parks and Resort scoreboard update. Plan your visit today at visitowa.com as the Shuckers win big. They're not the only team that wins tonight in the Brewers organization as the fireworks start to go off in the background. They're through 8 innings in Asheville. The Sounds lead Iowa by a 5-2 score. Bottom of the fourth inning, the ACL Diamondbacks lead the ACL Brewers by a 4-0 score. Finals elsewhere in the system. In the Dominican Republic, Brewers 1 defeats the Braves DSL affiliate by a 5-1 final, and Brewers 1 falls to Guardians Mendoza by a 7-5 final score. Finals elsewhere, Wisconsin defeats West Michigan by a 6-0 final, and postponed due to rain, Carolina and Fredericksburg, they'll make it up with 2 tomorrow in Fredericksburg. At the big league level, the Brewers trail the Nationals by a 4-2 score. They're in the top of the seventh at American Family Fields in Milwaukee. One other game has gone final in the Southern League. Montgomery defeats Tennessee by a 5-4 final. Elsewhere, top eight, Pensacola, who has kept pace with Biloxi all this time in the South Division in the second half, they lead Rocket City by a 9-5 score. They're through 8 in Pearl. And the M-Braves lead it by a... The M-Braves trail the Birmingham Barons by a 7-3 score. Shuckers win it tonight 11-0. They've clinched at least a series split. They'll go for the series win tomorrow, and they'll do it with a guy who has been a star for them in his first 5 AA starts on the hill in the righty, Logan Henderson. Henderson, 4-0, with a 1.75 ERA on the season, including he has allowed just one run on the road in 2024 at the AA level. Meanwhile, the righty Jose Acuna will get the start for Chattanooga. He is 0-1 with an ERA of 0. He's made just 2 relief appearances. It will be just his second start of the season, his only other one coming with the ACL Reds last year, 19 starts with Dayton in High A. Again, 0-1 with an ERA of 0 with Chattanooga in 2024. Henderson gets the start for Biloxi. Acuna goes
for Chattanooga. First pitch scheduled for 6:15 Central Time. We'll have you with pregame starting at 5:55 on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network. Final score, Shuckers 11, Lookouts nothing. Mizorowski the win, Abel the loss in a game that takes 2 hours and 39 minutes in front of 3,391 at AT&T Field. That'll do it for us tonight. For all of us at the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network, I'm Javik Blake. As we say so long, we'll talk to you tomorrow. Shuckers win it big 11-0, and they go for the series win with Logan Henderson on the hill tomorrow. Have a great night.
This has been a presentation of Biloxi Shuckers Baseball on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network and WGCM. For news, stats, schedules, tickets, merchandise, and more, visit BiloxiShuckers.com. Stay up to date and follow the team on Twitter, Facebook, and TikTok at BiloxiShuckers.